Not B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. As you look around, what's on the to-do list? You can move it over to our list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's episode, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. I know in my area, you know, it's always the same. There's a big party, you know, maybe it's the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever. Everybody piles on the deck, and then boom, down it comes. So we're going to walk you through a five-step DIY checkup to make sure your deck is safe for your first summer blowout.
And also ahead, the warmer it gets, the more water we drink. And if you're concerned about water quality and taste, we're going to highlight a couple of easy steps that you can take to protect the water in your own home.
And the expert forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting 23 named storms this year. That is a huge uptick over past reports. If you want to add a roof to your home that can stand up to that kind of severe weather, it doesn't get any better than metal roof. We'll explain why in just a bit.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and that maybe your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead, you guys, from advice to answers to hot new products. We are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY. Give us a call with your questions right now to 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974 or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Tracy in Florida is on the line and is taking the chance with some crown molding. Are you doing this yourself? What's going on?
So I wanted to install crown molding. Mm-hmm. I am not handy at all. I was looking into how to install it, and I saw that you could install the high-density styrofoam, like the poly, I forget what it's called, poly. Mm-hmm.
The foam trim, yes.
Yes, and it got good reviews, and it looks kind of like real, and it's easier to install. I just don't know if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, crown molding, from a carpentry perspective, to put crown molding in is one of the most difficult carpentry jobs because you have to cut a compound miter to do that. And you also have to cope it, which means you kind of make one piece of the molding is sort of plain, and the second one has this compound miter. Then you have to handsaw part of the wood out of the way. It's very complicated for a do-it-yourselfer. And that's why these foam moldings have been such a boom to DIYers because, as you say, they're very easy to install. They make the system easy to cut, and all you need is caulk. You know, you pretty much use an adhesive caulk to hold it in place. You might put a couple of nails in just to sort of tack it while it dries. And as long as you wanted to do a painted crown molding, it really makes a lot of sense because it's indistinguishable from, you know, wood molding that you would paint, right? It's just foam molding, and you could paint right over that. So if you wanted wood molding where you saw the grain, then you'd have to do it with traditional wood crown molding. But if you just want a painted crown molding, yeah, the foam is definitely the way to go.
Oh, great. So that's something you feel a newbie like me
could probably handle. Yeah, just make sure you review. You're probably going to need a few basic tools, like a very simple miter box with a back saw attached to it so you can make nice, square, clean cuts. But that is not very expensive when you buy a very simple one, okay?
Okay.
And you know, the other thing, too, if you have any mistakes and there's a little gap here and there, just caulk the gap and then paint over the caulk. It'll hide all your sins.
Oh, great. That's what I need.
All right. Just use latex caulk and make sure you have a proper caulk trowel. You know what that is? Your fingers. You got five of them on each hand.
Okay. I got
smooth
that.
It in there. It'll look great. Okay. All right. Take care. Good luck with that project, Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Glenn, in Arkansas, you've got the money pit. What's going on? You're having some issues with the contractor?
Well, they're saying I've got some water in the crawl space there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know who you'd check to see first as far as to make sure the grade's okay and things like that. Rather than just calling somebody in who likes to sell things to do something, I just wanted to see maybe what approach you take to it. Step one, step two, you know, things like that, or who you use.
I'm glad you reached out, Glenn, because there is a lot of folks that will try to sell you expensive solutions when you have water in a crawl space. How was the moisture discovered?
I had some guys under the house doing the termite inspection.
Okay. And is it like ponding water or is it just like damp?
Well, they say it's kind of standing water, but they really don't see it there at the end. And there is, of course, a place, a cutout there in the cinder blocks.
Right.
There's not any water out there would accumulate too much. So it might not be much of a problem, but I want the right people to inspect it rather than somebody wants to sell a moisture kind of treatment or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So here's what I would do. First of all, generally when you get water in a crawl space or in a basement, it's being caused by problems in the drainage. And you mentioned grading, and it's certainly one thing to check. But the more common reason that crawl spaces and basements flood is a problem with the gutters. If the gutters are clogged, if they don't have enough downspouts so they get overwhelmed, or if the downspouts are not extending, and this is really common, if the downspouts, most of the time they'll come out, you know, to like a splash block that's maybe a foot or two long. But if you have a water issue below grade, you want to put extensions on those so it goes out 4, 5, 6 feet, really moves the water away from the house. I find that if you just address the gutters first, that usually cures 90% of the problems. Grading, yeah, grading's going to settle, and in a perfect world, you're going to want to add soil and slope it away from those walls. You want to drop it about 6 inches over 4 feet. But if it was me, I would extend my gutters first and make sure that they're operating perfectly. If you go to moneypit.com, there's an article right on the homepage about how to fix a basement that leaks. In that article, all the advice there applies to a crawl space leak as well. Okay?
Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, is your backyard deck ready for your first big summer blowout? Well, maybe not. We're going to share how you can do an important DIY deck safety check when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Lux Rock, and Spreadstone countertop kits. Available online at DiceCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? I mean, your home has so many wonderful things that you can do with it. You just kind of have to tap into everything and then figure out where to start. Well, why not dive into The Money Pit podcast? You're going to get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Loretta from Delaware on the line who's got a question about hot water. What's going on? I hope you have some.
It's not that bad. It's just I'm not used to waiting so long for the water to get hot.
Is this a new situation or have you always had to wait a long time for the water to get hot, Loretta?
It's a brand new house and we have a new hot water system. I don't want to mention any names.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, it's not really the fault of the hot water system because what this is a function of the distance between the water heater itself and your bathroom. The farther apart they are, the longer the water which has cooled in the pipes has to run to basically dump itself out and become hot. So the solution here is really twofold. One's really expensive, and the other one is not expensive. So I'm going to guess we're going to go with the not expensive solution. The expensive solution is you could put in another water heater closer to the bathroom, a tankless unit, but I don't think that's necessary. There is a plumbing part called a hot water recirculating system. And what a hot water recirculation system does is it recirculates some of that cold water back to the water heater through the existing piping system to be reheated at key periods during the day. So think of it in terms of like a timer. So you might set this to go on. Let's presume we're in a normal economy where you're maybe waking up at 5 or 6 in the morning to get ready to go to work. So you would have it come on then and then go off when you left for work and so on. So you could set this for the morning hours or the evening hours whenever you want to make sure you don't have to wait for hot water. And it will automatically circulate some of that cold water back to be heated. And in that case, you'll have rather instant hot water. Now, it's not something that you want on 24/7 because there's no point in keeping the water in that pipe hot all the time when you're not using it, like when you're sleeping or you're doing something else during the day. But in key periods where you don't want to have to wait for the water to make that long trip from the water heater to your bathroom, you can use this recirculating system with timers to basically do it for you. A brand name that we have a lot of respect for is Watts, W-A-T-T-S. I actually worked with Watts a long time ago when these products were first being developed and helped tell their story. But I think it's a good product. It's solidly built. You can find it online at like HomeDepot.com. Not expensive, about $200, and relatively simple plumbing project to install if you're a DIYer or if not a fairly short trip for a plumber to do. So I would take a look at the Watts hot water recirculating system with built-in timer. And as I said, you can look that up on HomeDepot.com or probably on Amazon as well.
Well, that sounds a lot better than my husband's idea, which is don't use the hot water.
That's a terrible idea.
Nice guy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He must be a lot of fun to hang out with.
All right. Well, I appreciate all your help.
All right. Yeah, good luck, Loretta. Well, every summer we hear about decks that collapse, causing serious injury or worse to partygoers, oblivious to the danger under their feet. Now, the cause is often the same. It's a deck that was not properly attached to the home. So before you guys host your next gathering, it's really important to inspect that deck for the most common hazards. So here's a list that's recommended by the North American Decking and Railing Association. These guys, to their credit, have been putting this out for years. And it's really important stuff.
Yeah, so first of all, you want to check for split or decaying wood. So now you've got to examine those various areas of your deck, including the ledger board, which really is a common source of deck failure. And that's the point where the deck attaches to your house, those support posts, the joists, the deck boards, the railings, and the stairs. Now you need to pay close attention to areas that get damp, you know, spots that are regularly exposed to water, or any areas that are in contact with fasteners. Now, you can use an ice pick or a screwdriver to kind of test that wood's integrity. If it easily punctures the wood like a quarter of an inch, or it breaks off without splinters, or maybe just feels soft and spongy, then you could have decay present. So you want to look out for small holes as well that could indicate insect activity. So you really got to be a detective here.
Yeah, and speaking of water intrusion, you got to inspect the flashing. The flashing directs water away from the critical areas where that deck meets the house, and that prevents moisture buildup and serious rot. So make sure the flashing is intact and it's properly installed, and replace any damaged sections so you don't get water between the deck and the house. It's going to rot out the deck boards, the ledger, and even the hardware holding it up.
Now, you also want to replace any fasteners that are rusted or show sign of corrosion, because that's going to encourage wood deterioration, so replace those to prevent it. And a stable deck shouldn't swag, it shouldn't sway, it shouldn't move during any of the testing. So if you have any movement there, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah. Now, next, let's take a look at those stairs. You got to make sure that the railings are stable, they're secure handrails, the risers and the stringers are all in good shape, they're not cracked, they're not checked. Make sure they're firmly attached and free of any rot. Clear the stairways also of any potential tripping hazards like planters or decor. And if you have small kids, add a back to the stairs. You don't want to have the step that actually can go right through. So most deck steps are like that, right? They're hollow. They don't have a riser. Add a riser to the back of the step so that you don't have a place where kids can slip through.
Smart. You also want to make sure that any railing or banisters are secure, especially if you've got an elevated deck. Now, those spindles, they should have less than 4 inches of space between those openings, and the railing should be able to support at least 300 pounds in any direction. Now, you want to repeat this inspection at least once a year and have any needed repairs completed promptly. If you want some more deck safety recommendations, you can visit the website for the North American Decking and Railing Association at www.nadra.org.
We're going to head out over to Illinois right now and talk to Richard. He's got a problem with a chimney. And, Richard, you say that you've had a damp spot for 50 years in this chimney? I guess we better get on this, huh?
Well, it doesn't make the wallpaper come off, nothing, the plaster doesn't loosen up or anything
okay.
like that. It's just damp.
All right, so how can I help?
This is the upstairs bedroom where the chimney is right next to our bed.
Okay.
And we've put two or three different kinds of chimney liners in it, and we've done the whole chimney, and still doesn't solve the problem.
Okay, let me ask you about your chimney. First of all, you have an old house. I see it's 108 years old. I presume this is a brick chimney. Is it coming up through the middle of the house or on the end wall of the house?
Pretty much the middle. Mm-hmm.
Middle, okay. Have you checked the flashing around the chimney where the chimney goes through the roof? Has anyone looked at that for you?
Yeah, we've replaced it, and we've redone the whole thing up there. Where it comes
okay.
through the attic and then goes out of the roof.
When it comes through the attic, does it get damp up there?
Not noticeable.
Do you have a cap on this chimney? Is the liner opened basically to the atmosphere?
Yes, it's got a cap.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cap on it, okay. And lastly, have you ever sealed the brick? Have you ever used a masonry sealer on the brick, like a silicone sealer?
I know what you're talking about, and we've never seen any reason to do that. The brick is all in okay. good shape.
The reason that you seal brick is to slow down the absorption. Brick and concrete and mortar are very hygroscopic in that they will absorb a lot of water and just keep going. It's like sticking a dry sponge in a pail of water. It just soaks up the water until there's no room left. And that's what brick does, especially when periods of heavy rain. It sounds to me like that brick is probably very damp because it's getting saturated and it's pulling itself downward in towards the house. It also sounds like it's not been a terrible problem for you since it's been going on for a long time. But the next thing I would do is I would definitely apply a masonry sealer to that. Now, when you look for sealers, you want to look for one that says these words on it, vapor permeable. So what that means is the moisture can vent out if it gets in. It can basically dry out. The sealer won't hold moisture inside the chimney. It will allow it to vent and evaporate out. If it doesn't say vapor permeable, especially in a climate like Illinois, when it gets really cold, if the brick's very wet and moist, it's going to expand and crack. We don't want that to happen. So you're going to want to use a silicone sealer and one that says vapor permeable. And I would lather that all over that chimney and see if that happens to slow down this moisture problem. I think that's the best next step. You know, changing the liners is not really going to do anything because that's a different problem, but adding a sealer to the outside of the brick chimney may, okay?
Okay.
Good luck with that project, Richard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Kay from South Carolina is on the line joining us and needs some help renovating an older home. Tell us about it.
We have a property that in the neighborhood, it's going through a regentrification. The home hasn't been lived in over 7 years, and I'm trying to troubleshoot what will it take to get that house back up and running.
Okay.
What steps do I need to check? To take to start to evaluate where my costs are going to be.
So you say nobody's in it now. Have the utilities been on, or has it been completely vacant with no utilities?
Completely vacant, no utilities.
There's a number of things that you want to do with a house at this stage. The first thing I might consider doing to kind of give you a good overall sense as to what it's going to take is to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of that home and explain that you're trying to identify what kinds of work it's going to need so that you could either remodel it yourself or sell it or whatever your intentions are for this
place. Can you
place.
Do that at this point, Tom, with none of the utilities on?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's going to be challenging because part of the issue is going to be, you know, utilities are off. Do we know if it was all the pipes were properly drained before that happened, or we're going to have big surprises when the water is turned back on or the gas is turned back on? So, yes, the inspector is not going to be able to tell you everything, but considering that this house has been vacant for so long, I think you might be able to get a good sense as to where you're going in terms of next steps and identify what the biggest projects are. And then, you know, once you kind of know where you're going with that, you could consider hiring an architect to help you plan the renovation. If it needs a lot of work, I would recommend that because an architect can look big picture and make sure that, you know, whatever you're going to do to that is going to be consistent with whatever budget you want to put out for it. And then also, of course, you need to have a sense as to what the value is so you can make that cost analysis in terms of whether it's worthy of putting in whatever, however number of dollars, you know, you have to put in there to kind of fix this place up. But just to kind of get you started, since you don't really have a baseline here, I think it'll be well worth $300 or $400 to hire a professional home inspector. I would recommend that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That is homeinspector.org is their website. And those guys, if they're certified members of ASHI, is the acronym, the American Society of Home Inspectors, that's going to be sort of the cream of the crop, the better inspectors in your area. You can enter a zip code and get presented with a list of inspectors, and you can call and speak with them and find one that you feel like you can connect with that can address this issue. But then you'll have a much better idea of what you're getting involved with here. You won't know it all, but I think you'll be much farther along.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, we're going to have tips for clean, safe drinking water right at home when the Money Pit continues.
888 Money Pit.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got John in Maryland on the line who's dealing with a smoke smell at home. What's going on?
My tenant has been in the house for a number of years now. I did ask her, please, please smoke outside.
And she didn't listen.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I didn't say that, but I should have. When you light a cigarette and smoke a cigarette, the smoke, it's like having a small campfire.
Yeah.
It is. And it's funny you mention that because actually getting rid of this smell is much the same as what you would do if the house was in a fire. Right, Leslie?
You know, John, that smoke smell and even the discoloration just saturates everything, basically anything and everything that's a soft good or a wall. So a couple of things that you have to do. For the walls, you kind of have to wash them first before you can go ahead and paint. And you can get something called TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. And what you would do is you mix it according to the manufacturer's directions, and then you wash the walls with it. And that's going to give you a good prep. You still have to then prime with an oil-based primer because that's going to lock in the odor and any discoloration. And then you can go ahead and put a latex top coat on it. But you also have to think about flooring. If you've got carpeting, wall-to-wall carpeting, you want to pull that up. If there's padding under there, that's got to come up too. Steam cleaning alone isn't going to do it. And then if you can, replace that carpet or refinish the wood floors. You know, you got to see what's going on under there. Draperies, those need to be steam cleaned, dry cleaned, however you clean them, you got to clean those. Any upholstery, you should have that cleaned as well, because anything that's soft like that just absorbs those odors. And truly, you could leave it outside for the rest of its life. It's not going to air out. You've got to clean things.
Yeah, and I would extend this to say that not only the walls, but the ceilings. And if you do take up, I don't know if you have carpet, but if you take up carpet and you're looking down at subfloor, not as opposed to like a hardwood floor that you're going to refinish, you also need to put primer on that floor because that floor will soak up the smoke odor as well. So it's the same thing that you would do if the house was ever, God forbid, in a fire. Smoke restorer guys would clean it thoroughly, and then they would put primer on everything to seal in what they can't get to. And that's really the best you can do. All right, John, I hope that helps you out.
Well, across the nation, reports of water quality issues are becoming more and more common. So we've got some tips to help you maintain the quality of the water in your home.
That's right. According to the Water Quality Association, a lot of this comes down to cleanliness, maintenance, and basically common sense. First up, if you've got a filter to remove contaminants, maintain it according to the manufacturer's specifications. I can't tell you how many times in the years I spent as a home inspector that I found those filters were probably never changed, or certainly never changed beyond the first maybe year it was in there. And that's only going to make the water gross. Those filters are overdue for cleaning. Replacing them may no longer remove contaminants and might even become contaminated themselves. Now, the same goes for your water softener. Salt-based systems need to be maintained according to the manufacturer's specs, and salt levels need to be checked at least once a month.
Now, next, you can have the best water treatment in the world, but if you put clean water into a dirty container, it might no longer be safe to drink. So it's super important that you clean water containers regularly. Just mix a few drops of dish detergent into clean water and pour it into the storage container. Agitate that liquid and scrub the inside with a non-abrasive scrub brush or a clean dish rag, and then rinse that container thoroughly.
And this way, everybody in the house is going to enjoy some great tasting water with every glass. So just make sure you maintain those systems, and that is exactly what you'll get, great water.
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda, who wants to build a patio. Tell us about your project.
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best? I have a form, and he used that. And he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, so he basically made his own paver stones, it sounds like, by pouring them inside this form.
Right, but okay. I was afraid if I poured cement into the form,
how do you get it out?
How do I get it out?
Okay, let me back up for a second. So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it, is that correct?
Yes, I would like it to.
Okay.
Where I could still have the sides all open,
mm-hmm.
but be able, because I have a collectible car that I wanted to put in.
Okay, and what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. All right, well, let's see what we can do to help you out. So first of all, aside from, you know, these forms and this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do this base. Now, if you do concrete, that's the most permanent and durable surface. I would recommend, since you're planning on parking the car there, of doing a slab there that is at least 6 inches thick, or maybe 4 to 6 inches thick. Nothing any thinner than that, and make it a reinforced slab. And it's not a DIY project if you've not poured concrete before. It's not a hard project, but you have to properly prepare the surface. And then what will happen is a mason will sort of dig out the top layer of dirt. They'll put stone in. They'll tamp it down, pack it really well. They'll form the outside perimeter and then pour the concrete and finish it. That's going to be a solid, permanent surface. If you were to do something that was like paver bricks, or even if you did these sections, and by the way, there's forms available to do just that now, if your grandfather's old form doesn't work. But the problem with that is you've got to, again, prepare the base in the same way. It's got to be solidly tamped. It's more work than the concrete to do. And the problem is you may get some weeds and stuff that grow through it over time. And if you don't do a good job preparing it, it's going to get all uneven and look wobbly and look terrible in just a few short years. So getting that slab right or getting that base right is really the most important part of this. Now, once you do that, then, you know, in terms of the carport roof, you could attach the roof to the side of the house. You're going to need columns. They'll have to be properly secured to the base of the concrete. You're going to need sway bracing so it doesn't sway back and forth from side to side. You know, there's a fair amount of work. It sounds simple, but this is a big project. And if you don't get it right, I'll tell you, I have a neighbor here near where we live, and her husband, who was a great guy, built a real solid carport next to their garage, and it came down in the last storm. You know, you got to get it right. It was open on the sides, and it was just time for it to go, according to Mother Nature. So I encourage you to get a really good solid base. Concrete is best. And you can finish the concrete, by the way. You don't have to look at just concrete. You know, there's a company called Deich Coatings that have some beautiful finishes, including terrazzo, that you can cover that concrete surface with. So it could look great as a patio, but you got to get it right. If it's not solid, you're not going to be happy.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
Yeah, I think you do.
I really appreciate it because I probably would have started and had a major disaster with us. So.
Well, you can download the Angie app and find a contractor using Angie. It works really well, and you can sort through contractors that are in your area, read reviews from other folks that have had projects done with them, and maybe use that as a start to identify the best contractor for this project that you're tackling in Rhode Island. Okay?
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
Good luck with that project.
Coming up on the Money Pit, if you want to add a roof to your home that can stand up to severe weather, it doesn't get any better than a metal roof. We'll explain why when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings
rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, guys, what are you working on? Do you have some projects that you're thinking about tackling, but maybe you feel timid about the skill set or you don't know what to do? Well, let's get you ready to renovate like a pro. Listen to the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Heading down south to Florida, where Michael needs some help with a pool deck that's cracking up. What's going on?
We just bought this house last fall, and around the pool, it has four or five cracks. I mean, it's not terrible, but they do show through the existing topical coat that they have on that concrete. Now, I want to grind this off, but what can I put in those cracks that will not show when I resurface it?
So Quikrete makes a product just for that, and it's simply called Crack Seal. And it's a blended sort of latex emulsion. It's designed to flow in and then solidify into those cracks. And you are allowed there then after that to finish on top of it with whatever your choice is. So that's a pretty common problem around pool decks. But I would just encourage you to fill those cracks with the right material. A lot of times people will try to fill those cracks with mortar, but then it just cracks again and falls out. So you want to use a product that's specifically designed for this. And I would look into the Quikrete Concrete Crack Seal because that's exactly what it does.
That's perfect. I do appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Well, the expert forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting 23 named storms this year. That's a big uptick over past reports. Now, if you want to add a roof to your home that can stand up to severe weather, it doesn't get any better than a metal roof.
That's right. And a properly installed quality metal roof is practically impervious to a wide range of extreme climate conditions. Modern residential metal roofs are not going to warp, they're not going to crack, rot, they're not going to rust. They can last up to 50 years with very little maintenance required.
Now, roof damage is one of the most expensive costs homeowners face after an extreme windstorm hits their area. Those high winds typically bring heavy rains, which then expose homes with compromised roofs to water damage, and that's why a metal roof really is such a smart choice. Now, metal roofing can withstand gusts of winds up to 140 miles an hour.
In fact, recent post-hurricane inspections found that metal roofs fared far better than those roofs covered by asphalt shingles. But a good metal roof is really as much about the material as it is the installation. So you want to choose quality, water-resistant underlayment, and make sure your installer follows local building codes. Hurricane clips and interlocking systems also offer extra insurance against those extreme winds and those monster storms.
Now, if you want a great source for information, the Metal Roofing Alliance is the leading homeowner source. They've got tools and resources about today's metal roofs, and you can learn a lot from there. So take that first step and download MRA's buyer guide at www.metalroofing.com. Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi, I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way? I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it'll be done, but it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinsser has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, as we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a gentle pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up on the Money Pit, we are going to help Deborah, who's got a dog that keeps scratching out the doors. I mean, maybe he wants to get out and stay out. Who knows? Let's find out and give her a hand.
Live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you guys take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We're into the care and feeding of your Money Pit here. We're here to help you spend less and get more out of those projects. So reach out to us with your questions.
Deborah wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I have a dog whom I cannot keep from jumping and scratching the inside of my front and back door. They've been refinished twice, and she continues to damage them. I would like to either refinish them again or replace them, but cannot think of a clever, practical, or decorative way to protect the door. What do you suggest?
So here's a question, Les. Do you think spraying the door down with WD-40 is one of the 1,001 uses it's famous for?
I don't know. I worry because the paws. And then they lift the paw.
I'm only kidding.
I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, the plastic thing that you would put on like you see them at the vet's office. It's like a plastic protector. It screws onto the door.
Right, plexiglass. I'm thinking the same thing. Either plexiglass or Lexan, which is a tougher version of plexiglass.
Same, yeah.
Is probably the only thing I can think of, unless we can find a smart dog trainer here to break that habit. But I think you've got to put something over the door to protect it. There's nothing else that's going to keep those nails from scratching that finish. You know, there's no finish that's going to be so tough that the dog won't eventually damage it. So, Deborah, what I would do is I would measure the door, and I would have some plexiglass cut, and pre-drilled, by the way, because you don't want to have to do this yourself, to fit over the bottom of the door, you know, up to as high as the dog likes to jump. And then you can attach to the door. At some point, the dog ceases to have this habit. You could always fill those holes and paint the door in by using Bondo or a putty like that. But for now, definitely have just got to cover and protect that door.
Yeah, definitely. And then hopefully we can, you know, break pup of this habit. All right, next up, Clayton wrote in saying, we recently moved into a new house built on a slab in 2018, and the exhaust piping for the dryer leads outside right beside the heat pump. One of my first projects in the house was cleaning the condenser coil, which was completely covered in lint. How can I avoid this? Ooh, this seems just like poor planning.
Yeah, it does. It's very frustrating, too, because he's on a slab, so they don't have a lot of places they can run these ducts. So your challenge in here is to either reroute the duct on the inside or reroute it on the outside, which is what he's done, but it, you know, it doesn't look very good because he basically has the duct going along the brick wall. You know, about, I'd say, 6 feet from the compressor just to get that dust moving the other way around. You know, the other thing that you could do here is you could put a lint trap on the inside where, but behind the dryer into that duct line there, and that'll help capture some of the lint so it won't be as bad. But I worry about that because, first of all, it slows down the drying process so your dryer runs longer to get closed dryer. And secondly, you absolutely positively have to be, like, religious about cleaning that thing. I mean, it's got to happen pretty much every day, because if you let that lint build up, then you can get serious. You know, lint fires are a pretty serious thing, and it can happen. So you want to make sure if you use a lint trap that it's clean regularly.
Yeah, and Clayton, you were really smart to go out there and see what was going on with the condenser coil. Sadly, it's the lint. So now think about it. If all the lint's there, think about what's in that dryer vent. So it's super important to clean those dryer vents annually because it's super flammable and it's a big hazard.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, hope you're having an amazing spring day. You're enjoying the sunshine and the warmth and the projects you can get done. What's on your to-do list? If you've got something that comes up, you don't know where to start, or you've already started and you got stuck, or you just need some tips on how to change directions on the work you're doing, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this beautiful spring weekend, and how can we help? You need some help planning a project or solving a problem? You got a decor dilemma, you got a repair challenge, or maybe you want to take on an outdoor living project because summer is almost here. And when it comes, we want to spend a lot of time out there enjoying our outdoor spaces. So if you've got questions, now's your chance. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT because our to-do list happens to be empty right now. We're waiting for you guys to fill it up. The number here is 1-888-666-3974. That's 888-MONEYPIT. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, a kitchen can feel like Grand Central Station, can it? When the food's being prepped, electronics being charged, car keys getting dropped, countertops bear the brunt of all of that wear and tear, we thought now might be a good time to talk about tips on the most durable and easiest to maintain countertops. And we'll do that in just a bit.
And if you have a second story deck, you might feel like the space underneath is a no man's land. It's usually damp, muddy, and layered with moss or mildew. Well, with a little creativity and the addition of an underdeck drainage system, the area beneath the deck can be used for almost anything. We're going to explain how.
And is your driveway ready for a do-over? You know, asphalt always takes a beating from Mother Nature. We're going to share some tips. Now you can restore your driveway no matter how worn it is.
But first, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. I mean, come on, guys. We're already in May. You've got Memorial Day weekend coming up. You have guests coming over. You want your house to look good? Give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
Pauline in Washington is on the line with a wood decking question. How can we help you?
3 years ago, I treated it and put a stain on it, and it's gone back to the same worn look that it had when I first started working on it. And so I wanted to find out what to do to make it presentable all year round where it doesn't go back to a worn state.
What kind of wood is the deck?
It's not treated wood, so it's just wood. And it is covered. It's a covered deck, so it doesn't get a lot of rain. The rain doesn't really hit it, but it gets a lot of footwork and dog prints and dust. And
what you're going to want to do is apply a solid color stain and prime it first. So the primer is going to be oil-based, and the stain can be water-based. But the primer is going to make sure it sticks really well. And then I would use solid color because there's more pigment in it. And if you do that, use a good quality product, you'll probably have a surface that will last you probably 5 to 7 years before you have to do it again.
Oh, okay. Because I used a transparent stain the first time.
Yeah, well, that's why. You see, transparent stain has no pigment in it. So if it's got no pigment in it, you know, you're just looking at the natural color of the wood.
Yeah.
And unless it has a really good UV inhibitor, that's just going to wash out pretty quickly. So you have to use something with pigment. You know, you could also try semi-transparent if you don't want to go solid color. But you've got to have something with pigment in it if you want it to last and have a consistent, attractive finish, okay?
Okay, so after I put it on, is there something I can treat or put over top of it so it wears well?
It's not designed for that. It's designed to be the wear layer. So you don't need to put anything on top of it, okay?
Wish me luck.
All right, good luck, Pauline. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, heading up north to Canada, where Dave in Ontario needs help with a garage door. What can we do for you?
I've got the old wooden garage door, and over top of it's the wooden framework. And the paint was all bulging, so we kind of tapped at it. It looks like the whole thing's dry rotted. So I'm not sure if I'm opening a whole Pandora's box and I'm not going to be able to have to tear the whole garage down. But it looks like I've got to replace the header in it. Now, it's a cement block garage, so I don't know how involved this is going to be.
So it's just a header over the garage door. Was there a leak above it?
The roof was done a year and a half ago, so it's a detached garage. So if it was leaking, I'm not real sure whether it was long term.
But it's definitely not leaking now.
No, everything's dry in there now.
And is the roof rafters resting on that header?
Yes. Yeah, it's a four-sided, so I guess they call that a cottage.
What you're probably going to have to do is you're probably going to have to build a temporary wall to hold up the roof rafters while you disassemble the header. And you do that right inside the garage door. You basically build kind of a fake wall right up to the underside of those rafters to support them between the garage floor and the underside of the rafters while you do the disassembly and replacement of the header. Then once it's all put back together, then you can disassemble that temporary wall, and then the weight will be transferred back onto the new header. So that's the process.
Would I be jacking that up, taking a little bit of pressure off of it?
I wouldn't jack it up, but just make it snug. It probably won't move at all.
Okay, so this is something I could probably handle myself, or should I be getting a contractor in?
Well, if you're pretty experienced, yes, but it's also the kind of thing that you might need to have a pro help you with if you've not done it every day, because you don't want to mess this up. If you get something wrong, then you could cause some structural problems that are going to be, pretty concerning.
Yep, very good. That gets me pointed in the right direction.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this beautiful May weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up, does your kitchen countertop, do they look like they just need a redo? Well, we're going to share some tips on the most durable and the easiest way to maintain your countertops after this. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
One minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you guys ready to renovate like a pro? Tune in to the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you'll gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and start renovating like a pro.
Ginny in Missouri has a question about a skylight. How can we help you today, Ginny?
We have turned our garage into a living room, and consequently we have windows only on the south side where the door was. We have a nice large living room, but it's been very dark on the north side. So I found a wonderful deal on a tubular skylight, and I bought it. But because it's our living room and we have our television in there and such, now I'm concerned about putting it in because is it going to interfere with what's being able to watch the television in the daytime? And no one seems to have information about this.
Are you saying because of the fact that it'll be so bright over the TV, possibly that it would sort of wash it out? Is that what your concern is?
Right. It won't be directly over the television. It'll be in the middle of the north part. But we're just concerned because of reflections and things like that.
Yeah, but Tom, the sun tunnels generally, depending on the way they're installed, direct the light straight down, correct?
They have diffusers. So the lens part of it that's at the end, it's kind of more like having a ceiling light fixture when you're done. So I don't think it's going to be an issue. I've never heard of that as a complaint, Ginny.
Oh,
so
okay.
I would tell you to do it. I think those are great. Those are great products. And by the way, for those folks that are not familiar with this, so what a sun tunnel is like Ginny said, a tubular skylight. So imagine instead of having to cut a hole in your roof and then build a light shaft, you can cut like a round hole in your roof. You can drop this tube down through it. And basically, it snakes down between the roof and the ceiling, kind of like, think of it as a dryer exhaust duct. It's like flexible like that, but it's wide. It's like 12 to 14 inches wide. And the inside of the tube is polished like a mirror. So it takes a lot of light and directs it down that tube to that light diffuser, which is at the ceiling level. So I think it's a great option, and I think it's a good use in this particular space.
Well, I really thank you, because it was very difficult to find information.
Good luck, Ginny. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, kitchen counters serve as work surface for family life. It's where you prep your food, you eat your meals, you may even be paying bills or helping with homework in that same space. And that's why choosing material for your countertops that can stand up is really important. So here are a few things to consider, starting off
with tops made from natural stone.
Yeah, natural stone is probably one of the most popular options. The look of natural stone adds richness and depth to a space, and it makes it a great choice for kitchens and baths. Now, granite and quartz have become the gold standard lately, but they're both beautiful, and they can also be very costly. Now, a small bathroom can provide you the opportunity for that luxe look on a makeover with a budget.
Now, solid surface countertops are also a good option. They look great. They offer more design flexibility since they can be custom made to fit your needs. Now, I use solid surface, and I did need to custom make mine, Leslie, because in my old house, my kitchen corner was off by an inch on 8 feet. It was out of square. So that was even more than you can caulk, you know. So we had to make them to fit that space. Composite material is available in many colors and textural blends, and solid surface countertops can also be part of a green kitchen or bath solution.
And for the DIYers out there, ceramic tile has the most size, color, shape, texture, and pattern options. And it's durable and stain resistant, it's easy to install, and it's affordable. But that grout needs to be sealed to prevent staining. And then there's butcher block, which is a beautiful and natural option, but that's going to need a ton of care, especially to prevent absorption of any E. coli bacteria. So you got to take good care of it to stay safe.
Now, lastly, a solution I've used now a couple of times is a stone coating. So you can get stone coatings. They're made by Deich, D-A-I-C-H, DeichCoatings.com, that look like granite or marble, and they can go over a wide variety of surfaces. So if you have a worn-out solid surface material, or even if you have old types of formica, it goes over that. You can even build a countertop from scratch and put it on top of that. And when you're done, I'm telling you, it looks just like the real stone, and it's super durable as well. So lots of options in durability when it comes to kitchen countertops. Pick the one that's going to work best for you and enjoy it.
Scott in Illinois is on the line with a driveway question. Tell us what you're working on.
We have a house that's 13 years old, and our driveway is finished in aggregate at the surface, which is a little rough. The problem is it's now starting to crumble, and I wonder what's the best alternative to try to repair that.
So when you say aggregate, is it like a stone surface?
Yes, it's a little rough, right.
Yeah, so it's hard to maintain. Is the driveway sloped? Is it pitched? Is that why it has a rough surface?
Yeah, it's only a mild slope. It's about 3 degrees.
Well, it's hard to repair a surface like that because it is so rough right now. You know, is this the kind of thing that you might think about replacing?
Yes.
Problem with driveway construction is that even though we all think driveways are as tough as roads, they are often not, and they're often very thin, and therefore they have short lifespans. And so if this is starting to crumble now and it's not that old, I think it's just going to continue to deteriorate, and you might be looking at a replacement rather than a repair.
Probably maybe better to do it in cement rather than put up aggregate.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a really tough surface. Just think about, since it's pitched, you want to make sure, and you're in Illinois, you want to make sure that you've got some surface on there that will give you some traction, so you don't want to make it too smooth.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Good luck, Scott.
Lucy in Kansas needs some help cleaning some lawn furniture. How can we help you?
We left our lawn furniture out of doors all winter long, and it is covered with a film of just grime accumulated from the weather. We have a combination. Some of it is plastic. Some of it is metal furniture, and there's some fiberglass. What can we use on that?
All right, well, everything is going to kind of be a different approach. Now, for the fiberglass, you know, you can really just use a basic cleanser with a mild abrasive brush, and you just want to brush on some cleanser, clean it up like soapy water. That should do the trick. You can even use dry erasers on them to see what it is on there. For the wood, you're going to want to also use like a soapy cleanser with some water. You want to gently use a pressure washer if you need to, but you also want to make sure that once that's all done, that depending on what the wood is it painted, is it stained, is it natural, you might have to reapply whatever that finish is.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, I love it when home improvement is a family affair. We've got Edwin and his kids on the line calling from New York. What's going on?
It's an old post and beam house built in 1875. I'm going through it. The wife wants an open concept, so, you know, took out the beam and put in an LVO because it did have a wall underneath it.
Okay.
And so my question is on aesthetic. Structurally, I mean, I've always built and I'm good structurally, but I was wondering about what is a good height for the windows. I know that it can't be higher than 3 feet. And then I think I can slide under some of the egress under like a grandfather to keep them lower. But I don't know what's desirable, I guess.
Are you putting windows in that are larger than what you had originally? Or are you creating new windows? Where are these going?
There are going to be new windows in the existing openings, and I'm going to just get them made from modern materials, but copy the ones that were there. They were huge, beautiful windows as it was.
So you're using the existing opening. I mean, I would tend to say you probably don't want to change that. That's definitely going to change the dynamic. It's hard for me to give you a certain number, a certain height off the floor, because I haven't seen your house, and I think aesthetics definitely is going to play into this. I will say I hear some young voices behind you that if you've got kids, you've got to be concerned about them falling out of windows and making sure you have appropriate openable windows. Okay. Well, still, you know, you make sure you have window guards.
Yeah, on the second floor, I'm moving them up for safety. First floor, I'm like, you can't really get hurt.
Yeah, and the windows, you know, that are available today in the replacement window market are fantastic in terms of their efficiency. You know, there's a lot of great brands out there that are doing this. I would just make sure that the windows you choose are Energy Star rated, and be mindful of the fact that on the window itself, there's going to be a sticker that's called the NFRC label. It stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, and it will tell you the specifications of the glass. By looking at that sticker, you can compare it against other windows and know which window is really efficient compared to another. Because sometimes, you know, all of the salesmanship of the window companies will make it hard to discern what's the best and most efficient window. But if you follow the stats on the NFRC label, you will be good to go.
Yeah, and I know even if you want to put big windows in, even if you get higher efficiency, there's still like a hole in the wall. I mean, the highest R value you can get out of them is like between a 7 and 10, and that's going triple panes, fiberglass, the whole nine.
Which may or may not make sense given your location. You are up in northern New York, so it does get pretty cold up there, so you might want to think about triple pane, but of course that adds to the cost.
Like doubles the price of a window.
Yep.
And I run an insulation company for a living, so I've done my research on the windows.
All right, so yeah, no, you know exactly what you're up against, and you know how to make sure that all the cavities around that window are properly sealed. Edwin, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project. It sounds exciting.
It is. It is. Thank you.
Marion, Massachusetts is on the line with a ridge vent question. How can we help you today?
You know, my house is 70 years old, and time it needed to be reshingled. So the roofer explained now they use a ridge vent, and they open the center of the roof. And it was agreed, and I was happy with the shingles. But I do not like that ridge vent when I'm attic. It's like having an open window. Is there a way I can close that?
No, that is doing exactly what it's intended to do and exactly what it has to do, Mary. You know, we all grew up with homes that were grossly underventilated, but if your attic is ventilated perfectly, it should be the same temperature as the outside. It is not a conditioned space. It is unconditioned. So the heat is trapped at the floor level where you have insulation, but the ridge vent is designed to let air out of the attic where it's most likely to exit. So, for example, if your house is ventilated perfectly, the wind is going to blow over the roof. It's going to depressurize the ridge and pull air out of the attic from that space. It pulls out moisture in the wintertime. It pulls out heat in the summertime. And the other half of that are soffit vents at the overhang. These work together to properly ventilate a roof. So you've just never experienced a properly ventilated attic, but that is exactly what ridge vents are supposed to do, and I would not change them, because if you do, you're going to have a number of issues to crop up. Number one, you'll have moisture that will build up in the attic, and what that will do is make the insulation far less effective. If you add just 2% moisture to fiberglass insulation, it loses about a third of its resistance to heat loss. Secondly, in the summertime, you have excessive heat, which will make cooling the house that much more expensive. So I wouldn't do a thing.
Hmm. Okay, I was curious. I'm not thrilled with it, but I guess I have to live with it.
Nope, get used to it. It's doing its job, Mary, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you have a second-story deck, you might find the space underneath to just be damp and muddy and messy. Well, we're going to explain how you can convert this area to usable outdoor living space with an underdeck drainage system next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up,
fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've got a second story deck, you might feel like that space underneath is no man's land. It's usually damp, it's muddy, and it has layers of moss and mildew growing in there. Well, with a little creativity and the addition of an underdeck drainage system, that area beneath a deck can be used for almost anything.
With us to talk about deck drainage systems and how they work is Dave Kyle. Dave is the CEO of IBP, a company that manufactures and markets some of the decking industry's most successful waterproofing innovations, including Trex Rain Escape. Dave Kyle, welcome to the Money Pit.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
You know, Dave, I spent many years as a home inspector, and invariably, whenever I saw those spaces, I think no man's land is a good description. People use it for storage and that sort of stuff, but it's so damp and wet, it's just hard to make it a pleasant hangout space. But if you've got a deck drainage system, you've got new opportunities for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We found that a lot of consumers, you can imagine sitting under a deck without a drainage system. Typically, there's cobwebs, water-stained joists. Doesn't look very nice and clean or finished. And with the Trex Rainscape product, because you're putting the product in before the decking goes down, it waterproofs it underneath and allows you to finish off the underneath side with really whatever you want.
Now, that's a key difference between a lot of the decking drainage products that are out there, because many of them go in after the fact, and that makes it doubly difficult to get a waterproof installation, it would seem.
Yeah, we see it a ton of times where the people will try to undermount a drainage system to the underneath side. And one of the big differences that Trex Rainscape has is when we put our system in, we're actually going to staple it to the top of the joist. And then if you can imagine water's passing down through the deck boards, before it ever comes in contact with the joist, the water's captured, and then it'll be drained away in a gutter system. So now you can put the system in and, you know, you're assured that the actual joist structure will not come in contact with water. And with trying to mount one from the underneath side, the difficulty is that water will pass through and saturate that joist structure. And the water will run out just like the product should it should do. But one of the issues that you'll run into is now you trap moisture in between the decking and the drainage system, which would allow and create areas for rot and deterioration and shortening the life of the deck.
And truly, once you've redirected all of that water and that moisture, do you really have a truly dry area underneath that you can control the aesthetic and not just sort of succumb to the shade and the yuck that usually grows under there?
Yeah. In fact, I would say probably 90% of all the systems that are installed with the Trex Rainscape product, consumers can really open it up to whatever they want to do. We have people that do outdoor kitchens, seating areas, bars, lounges. The consumers actually go out and put TVs outside now, so they can sit down there and really use it as living space.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is a roof when you're done, right? I mean, it keeps all that water and dirt and debris away from you, so you're not impacted when it starts to rain. I've even seen some photos of your product where folks are using ceilings under the deck. Well, you know, what a concept, right? An outdoor deck, but beautiful.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, it becomes like a whole outdoor room. It's such a difference.
Yeah, and we encourage consumers to match the house so that it looks like the deck itself was built with the house, and you can put up a ceiling that matches your siding on the home and paint it the same color so it really blends in. It looks like part of the house instead of a poor addition.
We're talking about Trex Rainscape. It's a system that's easy and efficient to install. I understand you need very few tools to do this, so it doesn't really add a lot of complication to the deck install, it would seem.
the tools required on the to install the system are a staple gun, utility knife, and a caulking gun. So it's very few SKUs, so there are very few parts to make the system work, and very easy. And we've got some great instructions that show you how to put the system in so that it works, and then you have that living space below the deck.
Well, I think the bottom line here is it opens up a lot of possibilities and gets rid of some of the areas that have been unpleasant in the past designs where you just collect that moisture. And now you've got truly, as you say, Leslie, finished living space to do with whatever you wish. The product is called Trex Rain Escape. Their website is just that, TrexRainEscape.com. You can also call for more information by dialing 1-877-348-1385. That's 877-348-1385. Dave Kyle from Trex Rainscape, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Coming up, is your driveway ready for a redo? Well, we're going to walk you through how to give that worn driveway a second life when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit podcast, with my tips for home improvement projects this spring. Reinvigorate areas beneath decks and balconies by protecting them from water and rain with Trex Rain Escape. Use newfound space for outdoor living or additional storage. Add battery backup to your home with Briggs & Stratton, the trusted brand in power generation. The new Simplify system is easy to install and 25% cheaper than competitors. Get earlier warnings and fewer nuisance alarms with the precision detection line of smoke and combination smoke and carbon monoxide alarms from First Alert. Sealed battery systems last a full 10 years. Fix anything and everything inside your toilet tank in one package with the Everything Toilet Tank Repair Kit from Fluidmaster. Stop flushing money down the drain. And finally, save hundreds of dollars a year with the Wi-Fi-enabled Performance Platinum Hybrid Electric Heat Pump Water Heater from Rheem. It's eligible for energy credits in most states. For details on these products and more, visit MoneyPit.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deiss Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune in to the Money Pit podcast where you're going to get expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you're going to gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Mary in Alaska's on the line and needs some help with a water supply. What's going on, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I'm considering going to a tankless.
What kind of fuel do you have in your house, Mary? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
Okay. So you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for gas water heaters. What you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump is a high-efficiency electric water heater, so it will save you some money. It's also typically will qualify for various different types of energy rebates, but it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tank electric heater, because with electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7. It's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically is kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with heat pump air conditioners to try to provide some of the warmth of the hot water. So it is less expensive to operate. So I think it really comes down to, you know, how much you want to spend for the unit, how long you're going to be in your house, because it's not like you pack the thing up when you leave. You know what I mean? And if you want to keep the electric water heater, you can do so. What I would suggest you do is add a timer to it. There's a device, not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance. And you basically would set the water heater to come on, you know, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through evening showers and bathing, and then come on again in the morning for morning showers and then go off again. The water will still remain warm throughout the day, but instead of it running 24/7, maybe you only have it run 8 or 10 hours, and that will save you some money too. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water. I always
I hear you.
I had one bust on me one time and flood my basement, and I don't want that to ever happen again, and I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, it's never going to happen again because it's just not that common, and you would have the most awful luck in the world for it to have happened to you twice. Okay. If you have Wi-Fi in your house, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted on the basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it'll at least alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over or somebody to check the house.
Yeah. I know they have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Well,
but no electric tankless yet.
No, they have them, but they're really expensive. They don't give you any energy savings. Do you have propane that you use for anything?
No. Yeah. We heat with fuel oil.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that the best thing for you to do is to either put a timer on your standard water heater or get a heat pump water heater. Either way, I think that's probably the best option. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, asphalt driveways take a beating from Mother Nature, sun, moisture, and certainly this past winter's freeze-thaw cycles, and all of that weather combines to cause cracks and then deteriorate that asphalt binder that really holds that driveway together. Now, if it seems your driveway is ready for a replacement, you've got some options.
Yeah, first of all, you need to understand what you're buying. Aside from driveway sealing, which is when a very thin coat of asphalt sealer is applied, there are really three ways to redo a driveway. First, a pro can add a layer to what you already have, or if the old driveway is in really bad shape, they can completely tear it out and start from scratch. But if the driveway is just worn but doesn't have big potholes or cracks, a top coat could be an option.
Yeah, for a driveway replacement, however, the most important things that you need to consider is preparation of the base. Now, once that old asphalt is removed, a new gravel base, typically 6 inches, is going to be installed, and then it's rolled, like a big 3,000-pound roller is going to smooth that all out until it's almost as solid as a finished road. And if this part is done well, you can expect your new driveway to look like the day it was put down for many, many years.
Now, lastly, here's something that people don't really realize. It's important to choose the right type of asphalt. Some asphalt has more stone in it than others. Now, if you use an asphalt that's too sandy, the driveway will not be as strong, and you could have problems in as little as 2 years. If you see that your driveway is sagging under your car tires where you always park, that could be the problem. But if you put one down that has more aggregate, it will last at least 10 years or more. Sandy asphalt also might have a smoother appearance, but it just doesn't last. So always make sure you're mixing in gravel when you're choosing the type of driveway that you want to have.
All right, now we're heading to Texas. We're going to chat with David about a French door. What's going on?
Yes, I want to remove my sliding glass door on my patio. It's about 30 years old, and I want to put in a French door. And my concern is is water leakage getting in, because sometimes my back patio will flood a little bit, and I want to make sure I seal the bottom of the door correctly and the top, and I wasn't sure how to do that.
When you see your patio floods, does it flood where it gets above the sill of the existing sliding glass door?
It does sometimes. We've got a cement slab out there that's about 4 inches down below the sill, but sometimes I have a deck built around that slab, so sometimes if it rains real hard, the water will fill up in that on top of the slab there before it drains off, and sometimes it'll get up to the door.
All right. Well, the problem is that no matter how you install that door, old or new, the connection between the door sill and the house wall is not designed to stop a flood of the such you describe. I mean, you're basically talking about, you know, what would happen in a shower pan situation, right, where the water would come up and fill up the pan. It's not designed for that. So you could put all sorts of sealants under that door. It's still going to leak through eventually. You might be better off concentrating on that drainage problem while you're doing this work. And if you can't get to the slab, if you can't remove the slab and repitch it or put a new one that slopes away, the least that you should do is maybe cut out the section near the house and install a drain there. You can use a type of drain that basically will sit just below the grade. It will soak up the water and then pitch it so it drains away from there.
Okay.
There's a drain called Easy Drain that has the drain pipe and like a foam aggregate around it all in one, which makes it a lot easier to put in than a traditional French drain. But you got to control that water problem, and this is the time to do it, because no matter how you try to seal that new French door, that beautiful door, which is going to be expensive against your floor or your slab, whatever it's sitting on, it's not going to hold back water that's flooded above the level of the door. It's just not designed for that.
Okay.
It's designed to keep rain out, you know, if it's flashed properly, but not a flood.
Okay, great. That really helps. It eases my mind anyway.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to add air conditioning to your home just in time for summer, but you're wondering what size you really need? Well, going too big can waste energy, and going too small just isn't going to handle the heat. So we're going to share some tips on how you can pick the perfect size next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done this spring. Summer's around the corner. What's on your to-do list? Move it over to ours by calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, Anita in Illinois reached out to Team Money Pit and writes, I'm going to have to install a new central air conditioning system this year. How do I know what size to get for my 1,800-square-foot single-story home?
So the simple answer is 3 tons. How do I know that? Because 600 square feet per ton is the standard norm for an air conditioning system. However, there's a lot of other factors that I did not include in that estimate, and that should be figured out by an HVAC tech before you settle on that size. For example, which is the house space? How much glass do you have on the south and west sides of the home? How much insulation do you have on the house? All of those answers go into what's called a heat loss analysis, and that is what will tell you exactly what size the AC needs to be. And it's important not to guess. If you go too small, you're going to have not enough cooling power. People tend to always want to go too big, but if you go too big, here's what happens. The air conditioning system does not run long enough to dehumidify the house, and you get that cold, clammy kind of feeling. It kind of cycles on and off quickly. So not good, plus that wastes a lot of energy. So the answer is, make sure you do a heat loss analysis, and if a contractor comes and doesn't do that, doesn't want to do that, you're not talking to the right contractor.
All right, Danielle from New Jersey wrote in, I refinished my wood kitchen table years ago. Recently, I sanded and refinished it again, but put on about 4 coats of an oil-based polyurethane and allowed a day of drying in between each coat. Now it sticks if anything warm sits on it.
Oh,
coffee cups, plates, everything. How can I fix this?
Yeah, unfortunately, you need to go back to the beginning and sand off all of that finish, strip it all down the original wood. Here's why. Because you didn't leave enough time for that urethane to dry, and it's never going to dry at this point. You have sealed in uncured polyurethane, and that's why it's all gummy and disgusting. So I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but you got to strip it all off and start from scratch. Even though the label says it'll dry in 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours, don't believe it.
Yeah.
It sometimes takes weeks for that urethane to fully cure.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate that you have to go all the way back. But the good news is now you're kind of a pro at it.
Well, 3 R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are the key to a green lifestyle. Leslie has tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, this truly is about repurposing, and this really is a great trick of the trade to just turn unusual items that maybe you have around the house into functional and good-looking side tables. You know those glazed garden stools? I feel like everybody's picked one of those up at, like, one of those discount stores at some point just because they're fun colors and they look good, and then you get them home and you're like, do I put this outside? Do I keep it inside? Well, whatever. They look great as a little side table. Or even if you've got some space in the bathroom, you can put one next to the toilet with like a candle or a little orchid or something. Just really fun and really pretty. It's just a great way to go ahead and use that as a little side table. You can also think about rain drums, vintage wire baskets, old suitcases. You know, a stack of them are really fun as a side table. And even musical instruments work amazingly well because, you know, you kind of stand it on end and then put a glass thing on top. You know, there's ways to build the table and then have the instrument look like it's holding it all up. Send me pictures. I'll help you sort it out. But it's really a great way to get a functional side table but also have something that's super unique and totally you. So don't be afraid to go a little wild and try something out with something you already have laying around. It's going to save you money, and you're going to be so glad you did.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as we move closer to summer, water saving becomes more and more important. But rather than rely on your kids and family to use less water, new fixtures can actually do that water saving for you. It's a simple plumbing project. We'll tell you how to find faucets, toilets, showers, and sprinklers, and more that can do that job without wasting water on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump addresses the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas today.
For more than 150 years, the NRA has been defined by men and women like all of you, loyal, hardworking citizens who believe in defending your families and your communities and our country.
President Trump said NRA members do not have a political ally, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
RFK Jr. calls you a terrorist group. You know, he calls you a terrorist group. Can't vote for him. You can't, you know. Somebody said, well, they like his policy on vaccine. The other day he said, no, he'll go for the vaccine. He's got no policy on anything. He's radical left. He always has been. His family is angry at him because he's doing this.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's deeply troubling for Israel that the Biden administration appears to be withholding information that could help protect IDF soldiers and win the war against Hamas.
The United States is withholding vital intelligence from us about the whereabouts of Hamas leaders. And one has to assume that if you know where the Hamas leaders are, you know where hostages are. And withholding this in exchange for an Israeli commitment not to enter Rafah, that is, not consonant with the relationship between allies.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. The latest attack by Yemen Houthi rebels strikes an oil tanker in the Red Sea. Saturday, U.S. officials announced that the rebels launched ballistic missile that hit a Greek-owned and operated ship. Houthis have been attacking ships in the Red Sea since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. The man accused of trying to assassinate the Slovakian prime minister will remain in jail. The PM is in serious but stable condition after surviving multiple gunshot wounds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there are a lot of things you can try. Tough it out, or bite the bullet, grin and bear it, or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. So, wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So, if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, and save on your first order. 800, the number 4, Relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A major arson case in Denver.
A Colorado man pleading guilty to murder charges for starting a 2020 house fire that killed 5 members of a family. That out of misplaced revenge for a stolen iPhone. 20-year-old Kevin Bai had been portrayed by prosecutors as the ringleader of three people who started the fire in the middle of the night. Police say Bai believed the people who had recently robbed him lived in that house after mistakenly tracking his stolen iPhone there using an app. Jason Walker reporting.
Seize the Gray is the winner of the 149th Preakness Stakes. On Saturday, eight horses ran the event at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. And for the first time in 85 years, rainy weather forced them to run on a muddy track. Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan, who was the favorite to win, came in second. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mercedes auto workers in Alabama vote against unionization.
The workers at two Mercedes plants outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. It's a setback for the UAW's drive to organize factories in the South, where some governors have been warning workers they could wind up losing their jobs because the companies would have higher costs. One anti-union worker said they didn't believe the union's promises of higher pay around $40 an hour and better benefits. A month ago, the UAW did score a win with Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Houston area residents are cleaning up following strong thunderstorms that left hundreds of thousands without power. National Weather Service says winds reached over 100 miles an hour, seven deaths reported. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have Brett Baer standing by. Rich Lowry is the editor of National Review. He's going to respond to, as will both, of President Biden coming out and saying, I want a June and I want a September debate. I don't want to go with the Presidential Debate Commission. And Donald Trump has already said, yes, I'm in. I'm sure he's going to have additional demands. They also have the network demands. They said you have to be able to broadcast both the Democratic and Republican primaries. I guess that would leave Fox out. But was there any Democratic primary debates? No, there wasn't. So what are they even talking about? I guess they go back to 2020. We'll see. I'm sure Trump is going to dig in on this. And they have to wonder how desperate Joe Biden is to want to debate Donald Trump. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
He's withholding aid to Israel because of domestic political concerns. The left is eating him alive. Look at those protesters. What do they want? They want Joe Biden to pull the plug on Israel.
Joe Biden now sending billions in weapons to Israel. But wait a second, they're now walking it back. We bring you the latest on the war in Gaza. And we now have a movement in Congress to make Joe Biden give Israel the aid that they've already paid for. We'll see why Democrats are standing in the way and the White House would block it.
Number two.
We're seeing a near 50-year low in violent crime in America. According to the Justice Department, hate crimes targeting Asian Americans fell by 33% from 2021 to 2022. But there's still more to do.
Oh, my goodness. That was his remarks yesterday in the Rose Garden. 2024 breaking this morning. Biden and Trump are debating. Looks like both have agreed. Plus, Biden does his best Trump impersonation by tariffing China and denying grave polls. And the Trump deepfakes are hitting record speed. We're getting closer and closer to a short list.
Number one.
You spent your day in New York City, downtown of that courtroom. Mm-hmm. Why was it important for you to be there?
It was important as a show of support. President Trump is my friend, and I think what's happening to him is outrageous.
What would happen if Nancy Pelosi went to Hunter Biden's trial?
Wall-to-wall coverage.
There you go. Down day for the Trump trial, but we look back at yesterday's impactful cross on hated Michael Cohen. I mean, hated by both sides. As the prosecution makes it clear after Cohen, they are done. Then defense will be short, closing arguments. Could we have an answer by Memorial Day, or at least be in the jury's hands? Brett Baer with us now, chief political anchor of Fox News, anchor special report. You watched him last night. Also a very successful author. Brett, I do not know if you know it or not, but when I get to the speaker's office, he has a series of books on his bookshelf, and yours is prominently displayed, and he gives you full credit. He says, because you signed it and sent it.
You know, I'm in D.C., so I do that kind of thing.
I felt totally shortchanged and overwhelmed and overshadowed.
You should have brought a book with you.
I know. What am I thinking?
What are you thinking? Yeah, no, I do that a lot with especially leadership, both sides of the aisle. I send those books. Who knows? You know, you're on a shelf in the back of an interview.
Right. So, that's a great idea. I actually thought of that. So, Brett, what is your reaction to a tweet about 8:30 of Joe Biden saying, I have two debates, one's going to be in June, one's going to be in September, and Trump already answering?
So I think it's great that we'll get debates. I mean, as long as this gets worked out, ironed out, and the fact that there'll be more than one, I think that's fantastic. When I first saw it, I said, What is the deal with this? Why is he doing this? And then I had a conversation or two, and September 6th is the day that all of the states lock in exactly who is on their ballot. There is this thought process that maybe RFK Jr. is going to take the Libertarian invite on the ticket, thereby being on all the ballots. You don't know if he would make the threshold for the Commission on Presidential Debates, but it's right now he's polling in a place that he would. By doing this early, the Biden team circumvents the possibility that RFK Jr. could be on that debate stage, and thereby makes their own rules and does it in June and September. They say it's to try to do it for early votes, but the first debate was scheduled for September 16th, and only, a few absentee ballots in Pennsylvania would possibly be out and about.
Here is President Biden actually making that challenge. Listen.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Okay. Bunch of edits on that, if you see it. And there you go. That guy, a tough guy, make my day. So we'll see.
The specifics the campaign put out, their demands about June and September. And then you have that they can only be hosted by broadcast networks that hosted Republican primary debates in 2016 and Democratic primary debates in 2020. So then you are limited to CNN, ABC, Telemundo, and CBS. Those are the networks that did both of those things. And they're saying that the moderators be from their regular staff from any of those networks. So this will all be negotiated by the Trump side, and, we'll see where we end up. But bottom line is we're getting closer to the fact that these two men will be on the same stage, and that is a good thing for America.
Right. And, Brett, I also get in reports that the moderator has to be – have played a prominent role in the Tom Brady roast, and I thought that was wrong. And it doesn't seem – I think it could get very bitter very quickly.
Belichick. Yeah. Belichick is the moderator.
So. No, It'll be fantastic. All right. So a couple other things. We're talking about the trial. We have an off day today, but it's I think Thursday is the biggest day for defense, you could argue. I don't know who they're going to call, but to have a further cross-examination of Michael Cohen, we have to live by the transcript and get the feeling. But the sense is that the defense proved that Michael Cohen was number one, despises Donald Trump now, wants to put him in jail, made a ton of money off the relationship to the tune of $3.5 million, and does say that part of the deal was to testify against Trump when he went to a limited time in prison and now home confinement. Now, we're not lawyers, but, you know, we're talking to him nonstop. I watched you last night. What are you getting from the cross?
Yeah, I think they're going to be at it for a little while. I mean, I don't think it's going to wrap up super quickly. You know, I bet you it goes into the weekend and maybe beyond. But, you know, first they're taking on his social media and they're taking on the fact that he hates Donald Trump and that, yes, he does want to see him behind bars. And you add that to what Stormy Daniels said, which is something similar. That does factor in when you have somebody who happens to be a former president facing time behind bars based on people who, you know, have it out for him. So that factors in. And then secondly, I think that the credibility stuff is going to really be attacked here in the next, you know, iteration of the cross-examination. I do think that the prosecutors, you know, landed some blows trying to tie Trump directly to those records by what Cohen said. But he said other things differently before. And, you know, the credibility question is the real big deal.
Yeah, I mean, we always have him on because he seems to make the most sense. This is what Jonathan Turley is still saying, cut nine.
I still cannot figure out not only what the crime was that brought to light this dead misdemeanor. I can't figure out what the government's arguing as to how this should have been denoted. If it wasn't a legal expense, what's the notation some accountant should have put in a ledger? None of us know because they just have shrugged. And that's what this case is. It's a shrug. And they expect the judge to do the same.
And that's part of the reason you got Fareed Zakaria, you have David Axelrod when it comes to the economy, and you have people like James Carville saying that this lawfare is not working. I think a lot of people, doesn't matter if you're right or left, are still trying to figure out what the end game is. The end game is to find him guilty. I got it. But on what? Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, and it's you know, cobbled together as far as the type of charges and the fact that there has to be an underlying felony. And, you know, it's not simple, but you throw in a lot of salacious facts and a lot of, you know, allegations, and it adds up to what? The jury has to make a decision. You know, you have to have at least one juror that says, I don't either get it or I'm against the way this is happening.
So, Brett Baer, our guest. Brett, I just want to bring you to other things that are going on. And number one is President Biden having trouble with the truth. I don't know if you know this, but on CNN, they have a fact checker every time Trump talks. And they go, he said this wrong, he said this wrong, and there's this wrong. But he continues, the president continues to say things that are not based anywhere near on fact. For example, this, cut 18.
We also provided historic levels of funding to public safety and local communities that is delivering results. We're seeing a near 50-year low in violent crime in America. According to the Justice Department, hate crimes targeting Asian Americans fell by 33% from 2021 to 2022.
So Asian Americans have the hate crimes are down, but the rest of the country, they're up. FBI says these are 50-year highs. It's the exact opposite. A slight tick down from 22 to 23, but these are still. Do you know anyone in America who says, thank God we got a hold of crime, especially Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco?
No. And I think that, you know, if you went through that Aaron Burnett interview, by the way, I thought she did a nice job.
She did.
Pressing and being tough but fair. The answers that came back, I mean, they were chock full of all kinds of stats that really never matched up. And this is one of them. You know, no, if you talk to people about crime in big cities, especially, it's one of the bigger problems. with immigration, with inflation, and how people feel.
Yeah, I just saw Katie Turr when she came back and Nancy Pelosi and said, Nancy Pelosi goes, you know, he's lost more jobs than everyone since Herbert Hoover. He goes, well, we had the pandemic. And she went off. I looked at Joe Biden's face when Aaron Burnett came up with a follow-up question and talked about how people are feeling as opposed to the stats he's revealing. And he looked offended that people were bringing it up, but it didn't stop him from doing it again. Listen to this, talking to Yahoo Finance, Cut 24.
I think inflation has gone slightly up. It was at 9% when I came in, and it's now down around 3%.
I mean, he goes on, it's not 9% when you came in. Do you, from your sources, do people tell him he's wrong, or are they afraid to, or does it, are they trying to just convince people he's, keep saying it until people are convinced he's right?
I don't know. I mean, there are folks that are concerned about putting out the right information, but they're not the folks that are giving him the right information. I think that he believes that, so he keeps on saying some of this stuff. I mean, some of the things have ended up in speeches that are telepromptered. And, you know, somebody's behind, you know, throwing that information out.
Do you watch Tom Brady's roast?
I did, at least part of it. I didn't watch all of it.
Right. So it was pretty brutal, right? So
it was.
Yeah, and we can't wait to talk to him. Hopefully he'll make himself available. He's part of the Fox family. I'm sure we'll see him at the Christmas party.
I talked to him at the Upfronts. I was at the Upfronts, and I talked to him.
And what was that like?
Well, he's a very attractive man. I played golf with him before, and I saw him in the green room, and I said, wow, that was tough. And he said, yeah. Yeah, most importantly, it was tough on my kids. They had a tough time with it. He's like, but, you know, it rolled off my back.
So. Right. I was going to play the soundbite. I don't have to now. So you got that story also. Giselle is evidently upset on him. But that was some of the – it just proved to me, Brett, and tell me if you buy into this. I think we're getting through cancel culture. They're getting the hold there that everyone's so sensitive about everything with gender and race and religion. Do you think we'll get on the other side of this?
Well, I do think that it's breaking because if you can stomach that roast, you can stomach a lot. And I do think that there is a change in the air when it comes to that cancel culture stuff.
And I hope you can factor some of that that humor into your panels. It's going to be ultimately your decision. But, I mean, to start attacking people's
personal...
it would be interesting.
A good panelist.
Right. Yeah. Mark Thiessen and just Juan Williams. And there you go. You got yourself a panel. Who's on tonight?
I have no clue. I got to talk to my staff.
Who's not on?
I don't think you're on. Are you coming on?
No, I'm not coming on.
Are you still in D.C.?
Yes. But you know what? I should tell you, guys, I was asked to come on. So did you know I was asked to come on?
I asked. If he's in town, put him on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Or was the staff going, what about Brian? And you say, what if there's nobody else available? What is the real story? I'm a journalist.
Come on. I was going to try to do it.
Right.
I was going to try to do it. And by the way, I got invited to Fox and Friends, and then they said, and I was in New York, and they said, no, Brian's in D.C. And I said, well, I have to have Brian to get on Fox and Friends?
So this is a controversy. I really stumbled into something. All right. All right, Brett, I'm going to license my Speaker Johnson interview. For some reason, we didn't air any of the substance. We just aired my tour. So I have only, if you could get a hold of the transcript and air some of the interchange, I'd appreciate it. You aired a clip last night.
We'll get it on.
Right, and there'll be no licensing fee. Brett, thanks so much.
We'll see you.
All right, back in a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of $10 gold Liberty coins from the late 1800s to early 1900s has been found. These gorgeous gold Liberty coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available in any specific date. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a specific date gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These historic dates
plated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That's anywhere from 117 to 144 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Pennsylvania man convicted of kidnapping and murdering a woman after luring her to the Nevada desert. John Matthew Chapman admitted to officials that he led the unnamed woman, who was his girlfriend, to believe the two were taking a road trip to Las Vegas for a photo shoot in September 2019. Instead, he took her to the desert, tied her up, and suffocated her, admitting that he did so because he needed her money. The woman's neighbors started getting suspicious after not having seen her for months, but seeing Chapman living at the property, leading to a welfare check where authorities found Chapman with the victim's cell phone, zip ties, and a roll of duct tape. They also found out that Chapman was pretending to be her on her Facebook Messenger account. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced in August. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Reuben Studdard and Clay Aiken, who were revealed as the Beats on Fox's The Masked Singer.
It was fun. It was a bit difficult and cumbersome because of the costumes, of course. But it was fun. Like, all in all, I had a wonderful time.
It was interesting to be back on a live TV singing show on the same network where we both started 20-plus years ago. So that was kind of neat to be a part of. Nobody who's ever done Masked Singer or who will ever do Masked Singer has ever done anything like it before, and nor will they probably ever do like anything like it again.
The two shared the American Idol finale stage in 2003 and have performed together over the years since, and say this was another fun reunion while being such a very different performance experience.
When I'm singing a duet with Reuben, I watch his mouth so I know when to cut off, or I can kind of tell where he's going to go with a note or whatever. Yeah, that was out the window for this whole process.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Michael Cohen, believable on the stand. He says he's seen the light and now he wants to rid the world of Donald Trump.
If I were litigating the case as an attorney, I would never put that guy on the stand. He can't be believed. He's known to be a perjurer. He lied to Congress, lied to the IRS, lying over and over and over. You know, everything he says should be taken with a grain of salt. And I don't think any jury in their right mind would put any credibility in what he's saying.
Just a little of my interview with Speaker Johnson. You didn't see any of that on Fox and Friends. I'm not really sure why. We just did the fun part when he actually toured me around and told me a historical look at the old speaker, where the old speaker residence was, where they used to have all Congress, which was fascinating. But I also, we talked about some real stuff. So that's going to be on a podcast, and we'll play some throughout the show today. Rich Lowry's coming up next, at which time I also asked him about Liz Cheney. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Probably after Rich Lowry, because Liz Cheney went out and blistered him for going to support Donald Trump, where I don't understand on what planet does the Speaker of the House not support the President of the United States, so the one who wants to be the next President of the United States. So that's really what has been going on with Speaker Johnson, who also, I asked him, too, about the fact that there's a talk out there that Jim Jordan wants to be the next Speaker and is out there helping troubled district, battleground districts in the House, and helping them raise money because he's got such a high profile and great personality that he wants to be Speaker and win some of those people over that didn't vote for him last time. And he thought that was just preposterous because he said he's my best friend here. We go out as couples all the time. So we use each other for advice. So he couldn't even see that happening. So it just goes to show you a lot of these reports, you got to go to the people to find out what goes on. Now, a lot of times you can tell when people are spinning, but he had heard it. But you just see, we're best friends. So he says, not in a million years can you see that happening. We'll see what happens. Rich Lowry coming up next. I want to talk about the debate acceptance by Donald Trump and the offer from Joe Biden. And then what could happen in between. We'll talk about it.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment. And be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients. Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Hi, Pop the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back, and my guest now is a new author. Nellie Bowles, a reporter for the Free Press and author of a brand new book called Morning After the Revolution, Dispatches from the Wrong Side of History. Nellie, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's a pleasure to be here. I think I'm actually in your seat in headquarters.
I know, and that's how much trust I have in you. I'll let you take over that. Tell everybody how great a studio I have.
It's a great studio. They are so nice here. I'm looking at your little items. I'm trying to figure out. There's something in Russian here. Welcome to Ukraine. The cigarette. I can't quite figure it out.
Right.
But no, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm planning on staying, and I think I'm the new host.
I wouldn't doubt it. You certainly have the ability and the talent. I apologize, but this was the last minute for Law Enforcement Week. We did a big thing in the Candlelight Vigil last night. I'm going to interview the speaker today. I'll have that tomorrow. But, Nellie, congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Talk about the changes in your career over the last couple of years.
There have been a few. I started out as a good California reporter, joined the Times, which was my dream job, and started getting in trouble when I started reporting on things that my colleagues saw as beyond the purview of a Times reporter, or kind of unacceptable to report on, especially unacceptable to laugh about or report on in a funny way. And so now I left the paper. I wrote this book, basically a set of stories that I couldn't have gotten done there and now did for the book, and then started a new media company with my wife. And we are having
Barry Weiss.
It's my wife, Barry Weiss. It's called The Free Press, and we publish a lot of stories every day. And I write a Friday humor column called TGIF, which everyone should be reading. It's very important. And that's our career now. We're sort of in the Wild West of the new media.
But you write Dispatches from the Wrong Side of History,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you have some regrets about the cancel culture you were in the middle of, and you thought to yourself, better of it, and does Barry Weiss deserve a lot of credit for presenting another side of this story?
I was a very good soldier of the revolution, and I think in a lot of ways for people who are growing up in a certain community and in certain waters, it's hard to look outside of that, and it's hard to be reflective of what you're doing or what you believe and to question it. And it's not to say that I questioned it and now I'm on the other side and it's all so simple, but just to say that I looked around and I started to see the results of some of the progressive policies. I'm from San Francisco. I lived there my whole life. If you're not looking around and seeing the streets and starting to question some of the ideas that got us to that place, I think you're fooling yourself. I think you're an absolute fool if you don't do that. And so I started looking at the facts. And yeah, I write about my role to some extent in some of this. I mean, I write about canceling a friend. I was trying to think about how to capture cancel culture. And I was thinking, I'll talk to someone who canceled someone. I'll do this and I'll do it through reporting. And I realized the most honest thing is to admit that I've canceled someone very, very right. specifically. I had a friend who everyone was sort of dogpiling and I was supposed to go on stage and do an on stage interview with her. I was a reporter at the Times and that would have been good and helpful for her book. And I backed out and I did it because I knew then the event would be canceled and I knew it would harm it. And I did it because I thought I was part of a movement for the good and not thinking about it. And yeah, I write about the feelings of regret and sort of wrestling with when you and mm-hmm. why that happened, how I got caught up in that. And anyways, that's one chapter. And I certainly don't look like a hero of the book. But I'm okay with that. I think of myself already heroically, so I don't need to right. write about myself heroically.
You are a superhero in your mind, as I am.
Exactly.
And when we're not on the radio, we fight crime.
Exactly.
Wherever we can. Nelly, a couple of things. You're not saying that you're a conservative or liberal. You're just saying you've learned to be more fair-minded and open-minded. For example, obviously, Governor Newsom's attack on the homeless situation has only made it worse. Obviously, you've taken one of the greatest states in the union, California, made people apt to do everything, whatever they can in many cases, to get out of there because of the crime and because of the taxes. And you're seeing what's happening in Chicago in the city, and you're seeing what's happening in New York with the no bail policy. And even though you say to yourself, okay, it seems like a lot of minorities are in prison, I guess America is a racist country, let's let everybody out. Maybe that's not the good answer either.
Yeah, I mean, I when you're in the progressive world, as soon as you question any of it, you're called a fascist. But I just reject, obviously I reject the label, but also I just reject the premise. I think that it's okay to look at San Francisco's DA, who at the time was saying that we shouldn't prosecute crime and we shouldn't put drug dealers in jail or prosecute them because drug dealers are victims too. It's okay to look at that and say, that's absurd. That's ridiculous. Like, it's okay to look at the homeless situation, let's say, and say, okay, these are very good intentions, but why is it that the nonprofits and the leaders of the groups that are supposed to be helping the homeless are getting so rich? How is that? That's a little odd, right? Like, you're sort of... And that's okay. That doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, within the left, it's sort of seen as like you can't question any. And by the way, I think this happens within groups on the right too. It's just obviously sure. isn't my community, but I'm not. I think the right does the exact same thing in a lot of ways in our time of sort of extremes. And, anyways, but in my community, I think that for a long time and still now, if you point out any of the absurdities and any of the ways in which the ideals don't translate to results that make sense based on the supposed ideals. If you point that out, you get in a lot of trouble. But I mean, the examples of this are so many. Like, the book was easy to write in a lot of ways because you're looking around and you're like, well, you've got groups of school leaders who are advocating against opening schools. You've got...
That was big, right? The pandemic was really made people take positions and really begin to question themselves for not questioning other people, correct?
Exactly. And it just doesn't make sense. And there's humor in that and absurdity in that. And there's Yeah, it's low-hanging fruit. I mean, you've got, I have a chapter on, there are white anti-racist leaders who are trying to tell us that things like perfectionism and urgency and objectivity are white values and white traits, and that that is anti-racism. That's the most racist thing you could say. That's crazy.
I agree, and that
was so mainstream that the Smithsonian Museum made a poster with those attributes saying that these are white and that these are white supremacy traits. And it's like, some of the stuff now when I look back and I think and I reread parts, obviously I reread it to myself every night before bed, you almost can't believe it's real. But it was, and it is, and I think we're seeing it play out still on campuses now and on a lot of the similar sort of absurd trends.
I hear you, and in fact, you're not the only one. This has been a theme. In fact, on Saturday night, I just think the end of culture, cancel culture is clearly upon us, and it's not because a whole bunch of Democrats becoming Republicans or conservatives becoming ultra-conservatives, whatever it is. I just think the age of looking at things fairly is now going to be in vogue. And I think back to Yuri Berliner.
From your lips to God's ears.
Right, to the NPR editor. He came out and says, listen, I never voted for Republican in my life, but I'm looking at NPR and I'm thinking to myself, this is insane. Listen to what he said. As you know, he wrote this column. Then he got suspended. He said, no, you're not going to suspend me. I quit. Cut 40.
I think like every newsroom, every legacy media newsroom, we were shocked, disturbed, distraught, really troubled. We assumed Hillary Clinton was going to win, and she didn't. And it was really an unsettling experience. But I also think, to me, it revealed that we didn't really understand a lot of what was going on in America, that we were out of touch.
And he went on with Barry Weiss, your co-editor, and your wife, Cup 41.
After a while, we started covering Trump in a way that like a lot of legacy news organizations, that we were trying to damage his presidency, to even find anything we could to harm him. And I think what we latched on to was Russia collusion, like a lot of news organizations, which was, as I write, sort of catnip, although it was just rumors and a lot of it based on pretty shoddy documents or evidence. It wasn't really solid, but I think it was compelling.
And he was upset by it. He spoke up about it, and they basically said, who cares? It hurt the presidency. It doesn't matter.
He's so
and I'm
brave.
Not giving you any new news. Does this go to the theme in which you the reason why you wrote the book?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Uri is, the NPR whistleblower, is unbelievably brave. He was there for many years and took a big risk in coming out and saying, we lost our focus. We lost our focus on journalism and on being honest. And it's, as a writer, as an editor, like Uri was, as a writer like I was or am, it's very boring to some extent to be in a culture where everything has to be for the good of the party. Everything has to be to benefit the candidate of the moment with the exact politics of the moment, and that to go against that is to be doing something very dangerous. So, like, I the book starts with me trying to cover Chaz and Chop when Seattle was taken over by Antifa. And at the time, it was very important to deny that Antifa was part of BLM at all, or that Antifa was having any role in what was happening in America's cities. And that was basically a consensus in mainstream media. And it just was driving me crazy. And I think for a lot of curious people who are still in these institutions, by the way, there's tons of great reporters still within NPR, within the Times, who are kind of, who have been for years a little bit cowed by a group of really militant activists who want, a small faction of very militant activists who want to clamp down and censor. But it's fundamentally just very frustrating to be a creative in those worlds, because you can't do the stories that are most interesting to cover and write about. Like,
Nellie, tell me if this is the truth in your life. It used to be where, you know, you'd cover stories, you do things, and then maybe on a Friday night you go out for a couple of beers and you go, you know, by the way, who are you voting for? Oh, like, you know, you might not be able to know. You actually would ask that question and not know. Now it comes out in so much of the reporting, right and left, that you don't really have to ask anybody who they're voting for or what channel they're on. You know exactly it. So
it might be a little bit of a Bernie versus Warren debate within mainstream media. You might have
right.
some battles over
right.
that. Over
it
beer.
Gets heated. It gets absolutely heated. So I look back. This is what gives me hope. People like you, Mr. Uri Berliner. And I took this quote last week from Joe Kahn, the editor of The New York Times.
Yeah.
He says, there are people out there in the world who may decide based on their democratic rights to elect Donald Trump as president. It is not the job of The New York Times or the news media to prevent that from happening. It's up to Biden and the people around him to prevent that from happening. I didn't think we'd have to read that. I thought that goes without saying.
But the fact that
they had to write it, it's crazy. But the fact that he said it is also important.
I agree completely. The fact that he had to say it is hilarious and does betray the whole thing, right? He has to say that, and it's considered controversial when he said that. And it's like, well, what are you talking about? Obviously, you're supposed to not be a tool of propaganda. Like, that goes without saying, right? But it doesn't. And I think it's a really good sign that he said it. And I think that there is now coming a, like you said at the beginning, a moderate reformation, a sort of waking up of normal people who are like, we're not these flattened extremes of one thing or another. Our politics aren't simple. The average American identifies as like exhausted more than ideological.
Yes. I'm in the exhausted party.
Yeah.
And would you like to be my running mate?
Yeah. No right. one wants to be, whether you're on the right or the left, no one wants to be flattened into these obsessive little categories where you have to fit every hole of it. It's ridiculous.
So listen, Nellie, a few more minutes right after the break. We'll take a short time out. That might be a good opportunity to open up one of my books, and you could take it for free, and you could say you're going to give it back and not return it. So, but I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm in D.C. Nellie is in my studio. You have to go out and pick up her brand new book, which is now out and about and available for all those with a little excess income. And that, of course, is The Morning After the Revolution, Dispatches from the Wrong Side of History. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation concluded Suzanne Morphew, a mom of two, who went missing on Mother's Day in 2020, died by homicide in the setting of drug intoxication. The 49-year-old mother's remains were located in the area about 45 miles from her home, with drugs often used as animal tranquilizers in her system. The same sedatives her husband Barry Morphew had told investigators he used to shoot deer in his yard with a tranquilizer gun, according to the Denver Gazette. Barry was initially accused of killing his wife and was charged with murder and tampering with physical evidence. The charges against him, though, were dropped without prejudice, so prosecutors can still decide to pursue charges against him. No other arrests have been made in the case. CBI continues to investigate Suzanne's homicide. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Billionaire philanthropist Bill Gates says the fight against polio is not over. He was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, commending the work done in Pakistan and Afghanistan to eliminate the disease, also thanking Saudi Arabia for a $500 million pledge to fight the illness over the next 5 years. That money will help close a $1.2 billion gap in what's needed to meet the nearly $5 billion budget for the Global Polio Eradication Initiative.
The world is very close to eradicating one of the most preventable threats humanity has ever faced. But it's not done until we get to zero.
Gates urging leaders to remain steadfast in their fight against the disease. The World Health Organization says polio is a highly infectious disease caused by a virus. It invades the nervous system and can cause total paralysis in a matter of hours. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We are back. Thanks so much for tuning in. Nellie Bowles, still my guest, reporter here with the Free Press and author of a brand new book called Morning After the Revolution, Dispatches on the Wrong Side of History. And you look back at your days in the New York Times and you try to talk about how you've grown from it. But believe it or not, the New York Times did not like your book. Does that hurt your feelings, Nellie? It says, Bowles is more of a dull blade ridiculing her former colleagues by saddling them with laughably vacuous thoughts and dreams. Their beautiful vision of the role of journalism for such a beautiful time, for instance, what twits. Your response to their review?
I don't read the reviews, but I do make my partner, and I ask her to filter through. Now, of course the Times slammed it. What do you think? I mean, I make fun of the paper. I make fun of a little bit the movements that were going on within there. And the world of legacy journalists and legacy journalism doesn't like being made fun of. They don't like jokes about them. They take their work very seriously. And to call out some of the silliness is to very much put yourself as an enemy of the movement, an enemy of the people. So, no, I'm not surprised that the Times was very mad.
Well, you know who? Yeah. So I don't think it's going to hurt you. People that are going to buy your book aren't reading the Times, or they've made a decision that they want to find out what you mean.
No.
And they'll buy your book.
I think that the average Times reader, I think even the average Times reporter, but I think the average Times reader certainly is a curious, open-minded person. I don't think there's enough crazy ideologues in this country to be all of those subscribers. I just don't believe it. So I think the average Times reader is open-minded and has a sense of humor and is smart. I mean, at the Free Press, the thing that we've been so surprised by, right? We started just a little blog. Really, my wife started it. And then I joined in when I saw it was getting successful. And like all good entrepreneurs. And the thing that has struck me so much is there's huge appetite for content, for podcasts and essays and hopefully for books, that there's huge appetite for stuff that isn't so ideological. And the Times reviewers and I don't know who this person is. I didn't like look into her before coming in here, but these people are ideologues, right? They're true believers. You'll never sway them, but that's a small fraction.
Well, I just think that the Free Press is getting so much traction because people want an honest assessment, and they don't trust social media. They were beginning to read it as if it was gospel. Now they don't trust it at all, and I think people are looking for a source. And your book spells it all out. Morning After the Revolution, Nellie Bowles, nice talking to you. Congratulations on it, and I hope to see you. We're both in the same studio next time.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm never leaving the studio.
I guess not. Eric, make her comfortable. Thank you. Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump speaks at the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas. Mr. Trump pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment, and he's called himself the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House. He also said it's time to restore American prosperity.
It's time for a president who will replace weakness with strength, turn poverty to prosperity, and vanquish Joe Biden's corrupt tyranny with a great restoration of American freedom. We have to do that.
President Trump said Biden's immigration and foreign policies have weakened the United States.
Rapacious gangs and ruthless criminals are terrorizing our streets, and crooked Joe Biden's weakness has us teetering on the edge of World War III.
President Biden, meanwhile, wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private.
Earlier this year, Special Counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Climbers on the George Washington Bridge Saturday caused massive traffic delays for drivers in New Jersey trying to cross into Manhattan. According to reports, as many as three people scaled the span, with police calling for airbags as they tried to get them down. It wasn't immediately known if the incident involved some sort of protest, but the police activity resulted in at least a 90-minute backup on the New Jersey side of the bridge. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there are a lot of things you can try. Tough it out, or bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. So, wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So, if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, and save on your first order. 800, the number 4, Relief. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A Korean War veteran receives his Purple Heart.
The Army notified 96-year-old Earl Meyer that it had granted him the medal, which of course honors those troops who have been wounded or killed in combat. An Army review board had rejected Meyer's application numerous times due to a lack of paperwork, but it reversed course following a campaign by Meyer's three daughters and intervention by Minnesota lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
Paul McCartney's become Britain's first ever billionaire musician, according to the Sunday Times Rich List. The net worth for McCartney and his wife is £1 billion. In U.S. currency, it's around $1.2 billion. By comparison, other British musicians on the list, Elton John, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, each have a net worth between £400 million and £500 million. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. airlines are trying to kill a new rule.
That rule would require them to disclose fees more quickly when consumers shop for flights. The airlines asked a federal appeals court to block the rule, which the Transportation Department issued last month. The rule requires better disclosure of fees on baggage and changing or canceling a reservation. The airlines say the new rule will confuse consumers by giving them too much information during the ticket buying process. The Transportation Department says it will defend the rule to crack down on what it calls hidden junk fees. John Scott reporting.
The largest music publisher in the world is demanding tech companies steer clear of using its artist music to develop AI. Sony Music sent a letter to over 700 firms, including Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI, warning them not to use Sony songs without permission. Sony Music claims it has reason to believe this may already be happening. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, we come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. So glad you're here. We're in New York, but heard around the country and the world. Karl Rove is standing by wearing an outfit. He was wearing just a hanging out outfit, but he knows he's got to get dressed up for my radio show. For that, I'm honored. And Sanja Stribling will be with us, a 21-year veteran of armed combat in the Army. She's got a brand new book out called From the Battlefield to the Boardroom, The Infinite Desire to Win, A Woman's Journey to Infinite Success in Life, Business, and Career, especially when Memorial Day just a week away. We are now officially in Texas. Karl Rove calls his home Texas. We will need some advice to you, Karl, on how to succeed in Dallas. All right? Is that possible?
I'm working on it. I've already got my assignment.
You do?
Ducey has gotten ahead of you. He's given me my assignment. I will have it done this afternoon.
All right. This afternoon? I'm talking about in 2 minutes.
Oh, well, he's given me an assignment to get done for your Friday show. Your success of your Friday morning TV show depends upon my delivering this afternoon on a couple of items.
Well, let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
He's withholding aid to Israel because of domestic political concerns. The left is eating him alive. Look at those protesters. What do they want? They want Joe Biden to pull the plug on Israel.
That is Lindsey Graham. And we're trying to get some clarity on Joe Biden's plans when it comes to arms, aid, and Israel. We heard this morning on the Wall Street Journal $1 billion is going to Israel. There's denial from the White House. We bring you the latest on the war in Gaza and the administration's relentless focus on controlling all aspects and messing it all up.
Number two.
We're seeing a near 50-year low in violent crime in America. According to the Justice Department, hate crimes targeting Asian Americans fell by 33% from 2021 to 2022.
Really?
But there's still more to do.
Okay, congratulations to that small area of this country that doesn't feel an increase in crime. Breaking this morning, Biden and Trump are talking about doing debates. Plus, we are understanding, too, that Biden does his best Trump impersonation by tariffing China and denying grave polls as the Trump veep stakes, by the way, kick in.
Number one.
You spent your day in New York City, downtown, of that courtroom. Mm-hmm. Why was it important for you to be there?
It was important as a show of support. President Trump is my friend, and I think what's happening to him is outrageous.
What would happen if Nancy Pelosi went to Hunter Biden's trial for
wall-to-wall coverage?
Down day for Trump trial. We look at yesterday's impactful cross. They'll be off on Friday, too. And hated Michael Cohen, as the prosecution makes it clear after Cohen, they are done. Carl, great to see you.
Good to be here. So, thanks for allowing me into the sacred center of your radio.
And now KLIF over in Dallas has decided to carry the show with thrill.
Fantastic.
And how close is that to your house?
Well, I'm south of there. I'm in Austin.
That's all you're willing to say.
Well, we're a big state. Let me just say it's about a 3.5-hour drive.
All right, 3.5 hours.
Yeah, about what it would take you to get across town in New York.
Understood. But this is Dallas. You know Dallas?
Dallas, yes.
What does it take to be successful in Dallas?
What it takes to be successful in Dallas
what
is
do people care
straight
about
talk,
in Dallas?
Straight talk about the things that all Americans are concerned about.
Fast-growing city, a lot of traffic.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? We know how to build highways in Texas, so... You know,
you do it quick.
Yeah, we do it quick and we do it well. And we're the biggest state in the union in which all, you know, about like 80 or 90% of the highway contracts are low bid. So it's not, you know, these public-private partnerships. It's take your pencil, sharpen it, and come in with the lowest possible bid and the business is yours.
That's good. It's no mystery. So, yeah. Carl, I want to talk to you about what's going on with the Trump trial. You heard James Carville. You heard Fareed Zakaria. I have David Axelrod when it comes to the... When it comes to the economy, there's a disappointment that the Trump trials haven't destroyed them.
Yeah, and they were never going to destroy them, particularly when you lead with the weakest one. I mean, this is the one that is sort of convoluted. It supposedly is a federal election law violation, and yet the Federal Election Commission refused to take action, and so did the Biden Justice Department, and then it's a business records case, which is sort of like weird that, you know, how many other New York business people have been taken to court over $130,000?
About zero.
Yeah, how about zero? So this one looks political, and it's Manhattan. It's the Manhattan DA. It's the Manhattan DA who ran for office saying, I'm going to get Trump, just like the Democratic Attorney General of the state of New York. So this is the one where, you know, there was an ick factor last week. This is not exactly how we wanted, you know, the former president of the United States to be depicted to our kids and grandkids. But my sense is that this thing has advantaged him in the sense of energizing his base and generating a lot of small dollar donors to come to his rescue. It's hurt him in that he's been off the trail, 4 days out of the week and will be for a few more weeks.
Yeah, I think so. Although the prosecution could be wrapping up with Michael Cohen.
Right.
There'll be a redirect, I guess, after the cross, which will continue for a couple of more days, perhaps. But we're not lawyers, but we just know the impact and what it means. How important is it that he's getting the show of support over the last 4 or 5 days from Republican stalwarts?
I'm not certain how important it is. And in fact,
they do speak afterwards.
Yeah, they do speak afterwards. And that's useful because, That ought to free him from having to talk about this much. My criticism of the way he's handling this is, take Tuesday. He was out there for just under 10 minutes. He spent 1 minute and 42 seconds going after Biden on electric vehicles and tariffs on China, laying out a case that he was a day late and a dollar short on the tariff issue, and that the electric vehicles was going to be important to the energy industry, auto industry. And in Michigan, he knew he was in trouble with the UAW because he was all for EVs.
Still is, by the way.
But he then went on and spent 7 minutes and 2 seconds complaining about his treatment in court. This is a moment. Time is vital in a presidential campaign, particularly one where you're kept off the campaign trail 4 days out of every week. And so when he goes into court, he gets the nation's attention. And then what they want to hear about is less about his own personal travails in the courtroom and more about what his second-term vision is. So reverse those 7 minutes of talking about what he's going to do and why I'm sorry I'm not on the campaign trail, because here's what I'd be telling you that I'm going to be doing. And a minute 42 complaining about his treatment at court. We've heard that. There's nothing new we're learning about how badly treated you feel you have been in the courtroom. There's lots that the American people, particularly those that are up for grabs, need to hear about his second term.
So I have to tell you what the polls say. You've already analyzed them. I saw you on talking about him. But it is quite noteworthy that the president's gaining in certain areas. Black swing voters, as I mentioned, 2024, Biden had 87% of the black vote in 2020. Now it's down to 63. When it comes to swing state voters, these are swing state numbers, by the way, between 18 and 29. Trump up 3. He was getting trounced by that in 2020. Why don't I see more of a dissemination in the polls if I see such a change in the micro polls in certain categories?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's be a little bit careful. These are really good news for Trump and really bad news for Biden. Let's start from that point. In fact, there's a column tomorrow that's going to be in the Wall Street Journal that starts off by making that exact point. It's a really good column. Well done. Well researched. I think I've done a hell of a job on it myself.
Paul Rove.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But let's be a little bit cautious. First of all, this is one poll. That's why I like relying on averages. And if you look at the averages, they reflect the general tone of the New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, Siena poll, which is Trump is ahead. But they're a little bit different when you look at the averages. If you look at the averages, what happens is the Sun Belt states, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, pop out as Trump ahead outside the margin of error in those three states. Really good in those three states. The other states are closer. He's up by less than a point, 0.6 in one and I think 0.4 in another, in Great Lakes states, and up by 2, Wisconsin and Michigan, and up by 2 in Pennsylvania. It's all within inside the margin of error. So, but you know, I'd rather be ahead in 5 of 6 in all 6 states and ahead in the New York Times poll in 5 out of 6 states than to be on the other side.
I'm struck by Georgia's separation and not Nevada. If you look at that Siena New York Times poll, double digits.
Well, I know. And you know what I think that's reflective of? You touched on it just a moment ago. Black, brown, and young. Because what you're seeing is a lack of enthusiasm in those areas, and it's being reflected in the screen that generates, you know, who's going to turn out to vote. I will say this. Trump has got to be careful about this because the Times-Siena poll, mm-hmm. The problem there for Biden is not that Trump is doing above what he did, you know, outperforming what he did in 2020. It's that Biden is terribly underperforming what he did. And so Biden's got a problem with his messaging. Trump has a high floor and a low ceiling, and he's got to bump that up as best as he can, because right now he is at or below where he was in 2020.
I'm all for it. Understand? Talk broadly. You're successful, but you make it seem like this is the most successful ever. That's very Trumpian. What I'm struck by is how many times Joe Biden just flat out tells things that are not true. Like, for example, the most devastating thing that happened to the economy we haven't experienced as a country in 20 years is what's going on with inflation. He did this for the second time in 4 days. Here he is talking to Yahoo Finance, cut 23.
Lastly, Mr. President, over 15 million jobs have been created under your watch. The unemployment rate under 4% for 27 straight months. The stock market at a record high. Why don't households feel wealthy right now?
Well, first of all, if you look at the report coming out of the Michigan survey, over 60% of the people in America feel they're personally in good shape. They're personally in good shape. But they look out and they say the rest of the world's not in good shape. Other people aren't in good shape.
Is that a good answer?
No. Look, think about this. The look at somebody who was buying something on January 20th of 2021 and buying the same thing today. Prices have gone up 20% and median household income has dropped 5%. And people are having difficulty dealing with that delta of prices are up 20% and wages are not keeping up with that. And so we all know it. I travel a lot. I mean, I went into a fast food joint and bought a hamburger, and I was shocked how much I was paying. You go to the grocery store, you fill up your car. I mean, imagine the family that's, getting ready to put the kids through school, to go back to school this fall, what they're going to have to pay when they go pick up some clothes. But if a summer vacation, is it less than it was 4 years ago? No. James Carville had a really important point where he said, basically, that Biden is surrounded by a bunch of pointy-headed, Ivy League economists, he said, who are not helping him understand the world that people are living in. And he was echoed by David Axelrod, Obama's chief, who said Biden is not empathizing with the people in the world in which they live every day.
Yeah, because he spent $20 million and wasted it because he's selling Bidenomics last night.
Look, did you ever take a marketing class? I did for, freshman year, I think it was. I remember one rule. They said, if your product stinks, don't put your name on it. Everybody thinks that he's doing a lousy job in the economy. And how does he respond? The brilliant people at the White House say, let's go out and put our name on it.
I just wonder who's doing this. Cut 24 is more.
I think inflation has gone slightly up. It was at 9% when I came in, and it's now down around 3%. But the fact is that I think people are just uncertain.
It was not at 9%.
No, it wasn't. What is he thinking? It was just barely over 1%.
Second time.
I mean, and look, this is his mindset. He's living in an alternative universe, and as a result, he is likely to lose. If I were a Democrat, I'd be sitting there screaming at him, will you please understand that you've got a problem? You cannot in politics solve a problem unless you're willing to acknowledge it. And when he says stupid things like that, it was 9% when I came in. Nobody, you were the guy that made it grow. And how did you make it grow? By going out there and spending money that we didn't have and borrowing it and thereby, having more money chasing fewer goods, the classic right. definition of inflation. And you did it because you wanted to be, quote, transformational. All your little minions at the White House were running around saying in the spring of 2021, he's the most transformational Democrat president ever since at least Lyndon Johnson and probably FDR, which was sick. It's a shot at Barack Obama. You didn't support me in 2015 and 2016. You told me not to run. I get elected in 2020, and now I'm going to show you up by being more, quote, transformational. They're really sad.
Right. By the way, that's their civil war. Do it, do it behind your closed doors, not in front of our country. Listen, Karl Rove's here, another segment, and he's officially welcomed me to Dallas and told me that I need to be successful at KLIF, so I appreciate that. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I've bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are 2 of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
He rose from poverty to be a world-class drummer performing with the likes of Lenny Kravitz and Earth, Wind & Fire, but he credits his mother's love and her faith that could move mountains. Story now in a new memoir.
It's a show about this mother, her tenacious spirit, and how she poured these things into us against all odds, and how she had this indomitable joy. So I am the product of her.
His name is Zorro. Abandoned by his Irish father and raised with 6 other siblings by his single Mexican mother, Zorro had dreams of becoming a huge success. He rose to fame in the music circles, even hobnobbing with the Jackson 5. But he says God has been writing his story and paving a way out of no way. Now he's encouraging others with his autobiography, Maria's Scarf.
The greatest thing that I can leave this earth and the greatest way I can impact more people is to write a story of this miraculous power of what God is able to do, because people will find hope in that story.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Not your typical skin cancer announcement. Social media influencer, reality TV star Harry Jowsey using a TikTok video to reveal he has it. And why are we seeing more young people with the disease?
Skin cancer they're getting because of too much sun exposure. And I'm so happy to see Harry Jowsey say this on TikTok, of all places, where he has 5 million followers. Wear sunscreen. Be on the lookout. You know, this is hugely important. It's the number one cancer in the United States.
Fox News health contributor, Dr. Mark Siegel.
At NYU, we developed something called ABCDE that gives you a clue what to do. A means asymmetry. One side is different than the other. B means border. Look at the border. Is it irregular? C is what color is it? If it's dark, go to your doctor right away. D is diameter. Is it big? And E, is it evolving?
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So the Israel aid situation, I get up this morning, call Rove, and I find out that now the Biden administration is giving $1 billion worth of additional aid to Israel. I said, okay, he's reversing himself. The Wall Street Journal had this story where your column's going to be tomorrow, and then the Biden administration came back and said, I don't know who told you that. We're not doing that. And while pushing back on the House movement to push aid back to Israel, your thoughts?
Look, I thought this was a guy who, when he visited with Golda Meir decades ago, was adopted an attitude towards Israel, which was, I understand they have no place to go, and I will stand with Israel no matter what. And that's what he said, you know, as recently as, you know, a few days ago, you know, consistently for several months. But then once the campus disputes, the campus protests start, and the left wing of his party comes unglued, and a small part of the American electorate gets wired up about this, suddenly he starts to cave. He wants to sort of be on both sides. You never win a battle like that by picking both sides. Pick one or the other, because people want a president who, even if they don't agree with him, they say he has strong opinions and maybe I better trust him because he knows more than I. Why he is not standing up and saying, why is he interfering in Israeli politics, which strengthens Bibi, whom he does not like? Why he is trying to have both sides on Hamas, but in order to placate the campus protesters and the left wing of his party, and why he is now slow-rolling aid to Israel. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised. He was doing that with Ukraine for the last several years, and look where it got us.
I think the next president has to, as much as look at the deficit, I get it, has to commit to a massive defense increase. Increase not just that we have to increase our industrial base as a country.
Right.
Like
yeah.
building a bridge. That bridge is going to fall without it. That's how necessary
right.
it is. Do
right.
you think that will resonate with the American people?
Well, it will if somebody goes out there and talks about it. And ironically enough, it's now happening. Because in part because of Ukrainian aid. What we're doing is taking 20-year-old TOW missiles and javelins out of our armories and sending them to Ukraine and replacing them with versions, upgraded versions of that with 20 years of new technology in them. And so, yeah, we're starting to the aid program, virtually all of this money gets spent in the United States to build things, which means we have companies that are expanding their plants, training people, putting in new equipment. But, yes, we need to do this, not just because it's good economically. We are in a dangerous world. We are at a much more dangerous point than we've been since any point, maybe since the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have four adversaries that are coming for us, Putin, the Ayatollah, the Chinese, and the North Koreans. And they're watching what is happening in Ukraine. And this world, if we fail in Ukraine to give them what they need to defend themselves and Putin succeeds, Europe is in danger, and our other enemies will be on the move because they will say the United States and the West are weak and we can take advantage of it.
And this is the advantage for Trump to tap into his expertise. You tell Lithuania, Estonia, you let everybody know in Latvia that you guys are committed. You're defending over 2%. But guess what? No more Russian equipment. I can't replace it. I want you to buy American stuff.
Right. Sure.
Sweden and Norway, same thing. I want you to buy American stuff. So what? For profit. You know what? You'll get a friendly rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this will help everybody, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Well, look at what's happening. Who is spending more? There are now several countries in Europe that are spending
Poland?
A higher percentage of their GDP on defense than the United States. And leading them is Poland. And what is Poland doing? Buying U.S. equipment, buying U.S. munitions, buying U.S. defense technology.
And it just sends a message
yep.
that we're strong, we understand the fight, and we'll outfight you if you challenge us.
Right.
We can't show any weakness.
Peace through strength. The best way to prepare to win a war is to prepare for a war so there is no war.
Thanks, Carl.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment. And be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th. And priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So this is May, and May is Military Appreciation Month. And now it's time to meet somebody who we really appreciate her service, and we need her insight. Dr. Sonia Stribling is using the lessons she learned from the military as she was able to build through a $28 million coaching business. And she has been serving this country and now is giving back. And also, it would be a great idea to learn her story to maybe why you should make this your career, too. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Great to see you. So for Military Appreciation Month, that's just not a phrase for you. That's what you hope the American people feel, right?
Exactly. Every day.
Why did you join?
Honestly, because I had a son to take care of. That's one. And the second thing, it was just I felt like it was my duty.
Right.
Out of 12 children, 8 of my siblings joined the military. They were so much older, and I didn't know this until I got older. But it was just something that we did.
And what state did you grow up? What state did you grow up in?
What state? The state of Arkansas.
In Arkansas.
Yes.
It's a patriotic state. A lot of people from Arkansas joined the military, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So red, white, and blue.
All the way through.
So what did you get out of it?
Out of the military, oh gosh, there's a lot. We can unpack this real quick. Leadership, for sure. I felt like I was always a leader anyway. I played basketball. I even played semi-pro basketball overseas. But even in college, high school, I played basketball. But the leadership and the way to communicate what the military taught me has changed the game for me, even in business to this day.
What year did you join?
Gosh, let me think back to that. Ooh, 1993.
So right after the Persian Gulf War.
Yes.
And what was it like in the military? Because we're starting to revitalize and modernize at that moment, right?
What was it like for me as a woman? What was it like for me as a woman of color? What was it like for me as a soldier? I can talk about all three, and
let's
they were
go.
All different.
Right.
As a soldier, it was something that I was there looking at life differently. It wasn't like get up in the morning, go take a shower and all of that. Everything was strategized for you. Everything was on schedule. Everything was set in place for you. As a woman and as a woman of color, it was difficult. I'll be honest. It was very difficult. I found myself in a lot of places sitting at boardroom tables where I was the only woman. And majority of the time I was the only woman of color, period.
How were you treated?
Differently.
You felt it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But as a junior soldier, I felt it. But as I matured and became in the higher ranks, became a major and all of that, literally, I was a soldier through and through. So it wasn't as evident in front of everyone else. I would feel it every now and then from some of my junior soldiers until if they saw me in civilian clothes. And then when they realized what my rank was, it changed at that time. So it was different. I would just say it was different. It was stressful. At times, and a lot of times, I wanted to get out of the military. Even though I served 21 years, it was not probably every 5 years. Like, I'm getting out. And then I started thinking, I'm not going to be a part of the problem. I'm going to be a part of the solution. Someone's watching somewhere who's going to want to join the military because it was the best thing that I ever done for my life.
Right. And even though you felt that there was some preconceived notions of being a woman in the military and acquiring this leadership and this rank.
Yes. Yes.
At what point did you say, okay, I'm just going to overcome it as opposed to leave it?
I would say when I went from the rank of E5 and went to Officer Candidate School, we call them 90-day wonders, where I had to go through this horrendous, I'm going to say horrendous training for 90 days.
Cerebral or physical?
Both. Both. Again, I'm going into another area where there's not a lot of women. I remember starting, there were probably 200 of us and about 25 women, maybe a little bit more, only about 13 of us graduated.
Right. And when you graduated, how did you feel?
I feel like I had just accomplished something. That was just the beginning, but I knew I had more work. But just because I went through the ranks of being enlisted and then coming over to being an officer, I still had more work to do because there were very few of us that were doing something like that.
What were the skills you acquired that allowed you to overcome the bias that people might have towards a woman or a black woman?
One was, how do you communicate how you feel? You don't always have to be aggressive and yell and things like that, because I saw my peers, it worked very well for the men, but when it was for us, it didn't work very well. So I learned how to communicate and stand my ground and say what I needed to say without yelling, without screaming, even without cursing. There was just a certain stance that we have. Like you're standing up now, I saw you when we were watching, and I was like, that's the stance that we would normally have. You were just standing there with very stoic face of, hey, I mean business right here. But that was how to have effective communicator. Number two is how to lead. It was leading from the front, not the rear, and not from the side. And it wasn't do as I say, not as I do. So I begin to become that leader. If I'm asking you to do it, you better know that I'm going to be doing it before you so you can see that it can be done instead of saying, just go do it on your own.
So there's like when coaches come into a room, sometimes they say, even though that's not really their style, they'll come in and take command of the room, maybe undress somebody in front of everyone, kind of set the tone.
Yes.
How did you set the tone?
Well, it was set as soon as I walked in the room. Most of the time, I'm the only woman, and I'm the woman in charge at that time. So it was like, oh, wait. And especially if they saw, and Brian, this is, if I can share a little story. I have been in places and spaces where there are probably about 200 of us. We're in civilian attire. We are in suits and dresses and all of that. And everybody's, you know, just meeting. It's a meet and greet, per se, in the military with all the leaders. And they don't necessarily know your rank because they just have your first name. They do that on purpose. People would assume that I was enlisted. Every single time. But because I was enlisted and I became an officer, it was always a different aura, I'm assuming, that I put off. I was very much, I would say, likable, but at the same time, it was a leadership style. And I would always get, ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You didn't know what? I didn't know you were a senior leader. And I don't know where that came from, but I wanted to make sure that that was something that not all women had to be faced with. It's just a certain, I would say, process or procedure or communication style that you
have. What's interesting is because Senator Tim Scott, when he was an advisor to the president, they became good friends. He might even be vice president. Who knows? And he said, I go, what did you find out when the president would say some things that create some controversy? And he says it would be a there'd be some racial insensitivity. He didn't know he was being offensive.
Yeah.
Born 77 years ago, yeah. A different America, certain things would fly. I'm not just talking about comedians.
Yeah.
Just talking about, and he goes, you'd be racially insensitive. He goes, no, this is how a black person would interpret what you just said. Do you find that, a lot of people weren't being mean-spirited? They were just being relatively ignorant?
I'm glad you said that word. I would say yes and no. I would say there were some that really understood, and that was the lay of the land from where they came from, whether they were in Arkansas or Chicago or they were in Oklahoma or wherever. It was just something that they were accustomed to, and that some really didn't know. Like, they just didn't know, and they had to be educated on that. But once you're educated, there's some things that should change.
So you decided to get out in 2014?
Yes.
Why?
It was time to come home to be a mom. I had three children. I'd just gone through a divorce a few years prior, and they wanted to send me to yet another deployment, but I wanted to be at home with my children. So I had to make a decision. Are you going to continue and pin on the rank of lieutenant colonel, or are you going to go home and be a mom? And I made the decision to go home and be a mom. My son was at the University of Michigan playing football, and I wanted to be at games, and I couldn't get to my son that was in high school games, and I was a single parent. So I made a decision. Like, it's going to be about my family this time.
So. They came home. So then you decided to build this coaching business.
Yes.
Leadership coaching business.
Yes. Yes. Coaching and consulting, really helping individuals build an online platform or go outside of their 9-to-5 and really walk into their purpose.
So you wanted to help them in their job or their life?
Both, actually, both. I started in the leadership side of the house, actually started on divorce coaching, and then ended up, first it was, leadership, and then we went over to divorce coaching because I had been through divorce, and I found so many women, the same traits and the techniques and strategies that I learned in the military, they were working very well for me in civilian sector, and people would ask me, like, how are you able to overcome having a child at 15 years old, being raped and left for dead for 17, being in the military 21 years, knowing it's a male-predominant workforce, per se. And I said, I really don't know, but I know the military has helped me a lot, even coming over to starting and building a $28 million company in 3 years.
So what was that like growing up with so many kids in your family? Must have been good. Having patriotism and military must be great. Yes. But you just said 15 years old?
Yes.
You were?
I had my first child, but they were so much older. My siblings are so much older than I am. So I was growing up almost like I was the only child. The sibling closest to me is 8 years older.
Wow. So it's almost like two families. They become almost your parent.
Yes, pretty much. My oldest brother is 82 years old. He served his country as well for 26 years.
You were raped and left for dead at 17?
Yes.
And the circumstances, how were you able to overcome that?
Wow. Oh, gosh. Great question.
You're still thinking about it? I mean,
no,
did
I don't.
You go to therapy?
I did. I went to therapy later on. I didn't. That was not something we did in our culture back then. You don't talk about that. You dealt with it. Mm-hmm. And at that age, it was just like it just shaped the person that I was. But how did I overcome it? Honestly, I picked up a basketball, if I can be honest with you. That took my mind off of what was going on. Then I joined the military, and it gave me a legal right to fight, right? And so I did that, and I overcame that just using the trauma and the things that I went through as a stepping stone to help me be better. It had to be a lesson learned, and I did learn a lot from my childhood.
So at one point, at every point, especially for you, you have to say, okay, this is going to be my hindrance. This is my out.
Yeah.
This is terrible. This is my out. This is terrible. But you know, I know I'm going to continue because you have goals.
Yes.
And you're not going to let an ugly situation you had no control of control those.
Absolutely. I love how you said that goals and the ugly situations. I had a lot of ugly situations, but it wasn't necessarily the goals. It was, most people want to say it's resilience. I say endurance. Because endurance is different. Resiliency is like, I'm resilient, I'm going to overcome this. But endurance, I'm going to not just overcome it, I'm going to be better, and I'm going to come back and help someone else who's been through the very same thing.
Great point. Now, out of all that, you go to war. You're in Iraq.
Yes.
How did that challenge you that maybe you couldn't, the training could never prepare you for?
You can't prepare for having to account for missing in action and killed in action and having to notify family members of a 17 or 18 year old person that just really is still a child, that they're not coming home. And if they're coming home, they're coming home in such a per se a body bag.
Right.
That was a lot. And then you have soldiers that are working with you and working for you, that you're looking out for their well-being and all of that and their mental health and making sure they're okay. And at the same time, trying to protect your own. That was a lot. My body came home 15 months later. Mentally, I did not. So after that, I went through this roller coaster ride. And as a senior officer, that's not something you talk about. We don't talk about having a post-traumatic stress disorder or a TBI or traumatic brain injury. You don't talk about that. That doesn't happen to us. And I know I went through that. I didn't share what was going on, but I knew I was going through something. It was medication to wake up, medication to function, medication to go to sleep. And that in itself just took me on a journey of well-being, mental health, and that wasn't a conversation we had.
Right. So how did you figure that all into your coaching and maybe your motivational speeches?
Later when I decided that I was not going to let that be the dominant part of me, and it was my new normal. When you say it's your new normal, this is what it is. This is what I deal with. How do you go through that? Even dealing with the suicidal situations that I found myself in, and I just used them as to better who I was and sharing it openly and very transparently to people to let them know that this does happen. This is a Mental Health Awareness Month as well, and just letting people know you can go through those things. And that's the reason why I wrote the book, From the Battlefield to the Boardroom. That's the battlefield, physical battlefield and mental battlefield I was on. But the boardroom is where you decide your level of success and where you want to be.
Yeah, by the infinite desire to win, a woman's journey to infinite success in life, business, and career. So having said that, when people are thinking about, you see recruiting's down all across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Recruiters have their hands full in a way they never thought possible. Some high schools are saying, I don't want any military here recruiting my students. What is your message, since right now signing up for the military is not in vogue, but yet there's a need?
You know, when I was thinking about this, I believe recruiting's always been an issue. I mean, we always say every time there's a situation where at war, things are happening, recruiting is down. But we also got to think about what we're seeing on television. As a parent and having three sons myself and a bonus son, I remember my youngest son wanted to join the military until that last combat tour his father and I had at that time. And he said, I don't want to do it. You're gone too much. So recruiting is, parents are looking at television. They're watching. They're knowing what's going on. And so if their child is coming to them, hey, I want to serve my country, and they're asking them not to do it because we're at war. We don't know where you're going to be. We don't know what situation you're going to find yourself in. Come on, let's just be honest about that. Who wants to send their child off not knowing that they may not come back? So that is a big deal. But I believe what the military can do, if I had some suggestions on it, we need to look at how are we really advertising the military. I know the Marines will come in. They have great uniforms. That's great. I almost joined the Marines myself simply because I saw them carrying a log on their shoulder. What young woman wants to carry a log? Me? That was me. But they were out to lunch. So I joined the United States Army. And I joined because I had to. I needed to get out of the small town that I was in. And so what I would say for the military right now, let's look at what are the job offers that we're offering young people right now. What can we offer them? AI is a big deal. I don't know if they put this in place, but that would be one thing they would look at, because the young people these days are totally different, Brian, than when I came through. They're looking at life differently. They want a quick fix. They want to be a part of the now. They want to be a part of the evolution. And we got to give them something, not just going to war, which is a great thing.
Right.
I said yes. I raised my hand and I said, I solemnly swear I did that because I wanted to. Nowadays, young people are not really necessarily thinking about that's what I want to do.
No, I hear that too, but I would love to see some positive commercials. Maybe someone like you in combat, some still pictures of that, and now in the boardroom, now a successful coach, and saying what you just said here, the leadership I learned there, I couldn't have learned anywhere else.
Absolutely.
But we don't see any of those ads. We see private foundations like Wounded Warriors, Folds of Honor, and Tunnel to Towers, and these people have been through hell and back, and they're getting help.
Yes.
But their perception is everybody comes back hurt, wounded, missing a limb. And I think it's the wrong perception. Be all you can be. Where are those ads?
Yes, that's old school right there. The new school right now is like, I want to do it right now. And that would be a great idea. I might have to look at that.
Right.
How can I get on some of those commercials and show what happens?
You should be on it. I mean, they should be doing your mini bios.
Let's make that happen.
Do you ever watch ESPN in the middle of the night? I used to follow the UFC, but I stopped. And then all of a sudden, they catch up. I put on 90 seconds. I get to know a fighter. 90 seconds, get to know a fighter. Oh, that guy, I saw that guy. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if I got 90, like 60 to 90 seconds areas of you, other people, tell me your story, how it affected you? I think that's, you're not manipulating people. You're saying what the military could offer.
That's a great idea because of out there. And that's probably why I'm so public about my life and what I've been through and having a military background. 21 years is not anything easy to sneeze at.
Right.
And especially being a woman. But that is something really the military needs to look at.
Right. Dr. Sonia Stribling, say it right?
Yes.
Stribling, the brand new book is called From the Battlefield to the Boardroom, The Infinite Desire to Win, A Woman's Journey to Infinite Success in Life, Business, and Career. Sonia, great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of $10 Gold Liberty coins from the late 1800s to early 1900s has been found. These gorgeous Gold Liberty coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available in any specific date. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a specific date Gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These historic dates gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That's anywhere from 117 to 144 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown starting May 20th at foxbusinesspodcasts.com, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America is listening to Fox News.
breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Kevin McCarthy said something last week that caught some people by surprise. He said that I never would have allowed myself to be saved by Democrats like Speaker Johnson did.
Look, I could say a couple of things about that. Kevin,
might as well say it. We have cameras here.
Well, Kevin did tell people here in the building that he had made a deal with Pelosi and he thought that they would save him. By contrast, I didn't make any deals. I didn't have any conversations. I didn't ask any Democrats to do anything at all. They voted their own conscience. I think what you saw there was a recognition of people on both sides of the aisle that the country desperately needs a functioning Congress right now.
Yeah, that is a little of the infighting that went on in the Republican Party. You have Liz Cheney mocking Speaker Johnson for showing up in support of Trump. He answered that last hour. And now this is a little more of my exclusive interview with him. I asked him about Kevin McCarthy coming out, who's a friend of the show, and said, I never would allow myself to be saved by Democrats, and you heard his answer. Why? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie thought they should replace him. It's a joke. Nobody I know thought it was a good idea. Everyone knows that that's probably the best deal anybody could have gotten at that point in terms of military aid for Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, and beyond. I wish there was border stuff in it, but that's the reason you oust someone. You try to get a better deal next time. That's the way it's normally done. Meanwhile, I just want to tell you, I'm going to have an opportunity to go on stage in the History, Liberty, and Laughs Tour. I want everyone to join me in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, July 27th. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. But before that, June 29th in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's a smaller theater, so get your tickets quickly.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.